news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. From Missouri to Virginia, the season's first major winter storm has knocked out power to more than 183,000 utility customers. In the wake of the snow, bitter cold has settled in. At least five deaths are blamed on the severe weather. Also this morning, very cold along the Gulf Coast. Southern California bracing for another onslaught of notoriously dry Santa Ana winds.
Forecasters have warned of a life-threatening destructive windstorm for Southern California this week as powerful gusts and dropped humidity levels raise the risk for wildfires in parched areas still recovering from a recent destructive blaze. The National Weather Service warned Monday that gusts could reach 80 miles an hour across Los Angeles and Ventura counties as winds intensify Tuesday into Wednesday. Recent dry winds have contributed to warmer than average temperatures in Southern California, where there's been very little rain so far this season. Keith Peters reporting.
A strong earthquake has shaken a mountainous region of western China, killing at least 95 people.
The Tibet Earthquake Bureau is still in the process of verifying the number of casualties and is dispatching rescue teams to affected areas. Social media posts show collapsing buildings, and there have been a number of strong aftershocks.
The BBC's Laura Bicker reporting. Congress has formally certified Donald Trump's victory in the November presidential election. Security was tight yesterday given the events of 4 years ago at the U.S. Capitol. In New York, Judge Juan Merchan has denied President-elect Trump's request to halt Friday's sentencing in Mr. Trump's New York criminal case. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. The Dow futures are up 31 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 19, and the S&P futures are 7 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Attention American homeowners, you're under attack. Your home and equity could be vulnerable to cyber thieves. There's only one company that completely stops them, and that company is Equity Protect. Equity Protect prevents any attempts to steal your home, equity, and ownership 24/7. Get your free risk report today by texting the word HOME to 94878. That's right, text the word HOME to 94878 to get your free risk report. Keep your equity and legacy safe with Equity Protect.
Good Tuesday morning, folks. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Let's start it off. Chuck Whitaker.
Major roadways open this morning. For the most part, the roadway conditions are wet. Now, that being said, some of the secondary roads, some of the neighborhood streets, of course, are still going to have problems. We have to factor that in. Sidewalks, driveways, things like that. All of that has to be said. One thing I've noticed, and I mention this all the time, anytime we have any snow, just because the main line of the interstate, or in this case, 95, where we're looking, that might be clear. The shoulder is not going to be clear. So if you have a breakdown, you have a flat tire, you have to get off to the shoulder, you just wander off the roadway a little bit, you're going to have a problem. We had a fire call in the city overnight. They're still there. Park Circle area, that would be Reisterstown Road and Druid Park Drive. There's a wreck outside of Queenstown and apparently two lanes blocked westbound on 50 after the split at 301. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With all the snow that fell yesterday and the cold Arctic air that has moved in, it's going to be a cold stretch, not just today, but all week long. 34 the high today, 33 tomorrow. Still sunny, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, some ice and snow is still the possibility on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Temperatures right now are still pretty cool outside. You have 27 degrees right now in Pikesville and 31 degrees downtown Baltimore. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's at 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Briefly, the school systems in the state all seem to be closed. There are some schools that are delayed. Boys Latin, delayed by in 2 hours. You have a Garrison Forest opening at 10. Grace Classical Academy, a two-hour delay. Greenspring Montessori, two-hour delay. Hartford Day School, 2 hours. North Carroll and Roland Park, also a two-hour delay. Most of the major public school systems are all closed. Following city offices and facilities will be closed or delayed as well. Just figure that most of them better call ahead before you go there. Governor Wes Moore says crews are continuing their work to clear the streets after the winter storm that dropped 3 or more than 8 inches of snow in Baltimore and the metro area. During a Monday news conference, he also encouraged Marylanders to prepare for the bitter cold temps and the low wind chills that are expected in the coming days. The state remains under an active state of emergency as forecasters track a storm that could bring more snow to the region this weekend. Mayor Brandon Scott has updated the city's closures and delays as a result of the winter storm that left snow, icy conditions, and freezing temps across Baltimore. Mayor said yesterday the City Emergency Operations Center remains activated and the local state of emergency remains in effect. And Baltimore Health Department has extended their city's code blue extreme cold alert through Saturday, as a matter of fact. The alert was extended due to the winter storm that brought several inches of snow to Baltimore and the surrounding areas, along with the wind chills that are expected to drop into the single digits for the next few days. 6:06 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massifor, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, both Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh met the media yesterday in their respective cities as Ravens-Steelers week is on. In Pittsburgh, we'll start. Tomlin not taking for granted the opportunity to be here, despite coming in with 4 straight losses.
Today's kind of a big day in our business, man. We have been in this business a long time, recognize it as a black trash bag type of a day. For a vast majority of teams, they're cleaning out lockers and so forth, and man, we take it very seriously to be in this tournament and excited about being in this tournament.
Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on preparing for a familiar foe.
We know them. They know us pretty well. There's always that little chess game going on. Game of Thrones, I don't know, whatever, with them, because it's always something different. There's always wrinkles thrown in every week. So that's the part of it that we study really hard.
Early line on this one is in, and the Ravens are favored by 9.5. Early word on the availability of Zay Flowers is day-to-day at this point. Harbaugh would not go any further in characterizing the injury other than to say it was a knee injury, which, of course, we all know. Other NFL notes, Black Monday claimed Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson. Rex Ryan telling ESPN New York he's certain he'll get the Jets head coaching job. And the Chargers, looking for running back playoff depth, will sign former Cowboy Ezekiel Elliott pending a physical. Coming up at 6:35, the Bears are circling around Todd Monken. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we ain't. morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're making the right choice. Thanks for being with us here on WCBM. It is a Tuesday, January 7th. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up at this hour, Maryland budget deficit is the focus of the Maryland General Assembly, which opens tomorrow. We'll take a look at Alejandro Mayorkas saying the border is really not an issue in terrorist attacks. But the top story here is in what happened to have been a... and this is just one of those quirks of history, where the vice president... happened before with Al Gore, and it happened again yesterday with Kamala Harris. She running for president, and as the president, vice president, has to lord over the certification of the election. And sure enough, Vice President Kamala Harris, the outgoing vice president and loser of the last presidential race, had to certify her own defeat and President-elect Trump's victory.
Votes for President of the United States are as follows. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes. Kamala D. Harris...
Wait for it, Kamala. Wait for it.
Kamala D. Harris of the state of California has received 226 votes.
Hey, you lost.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're cheering for. But the interruption in of itself was well. It was one of the best 3 minutes I spent yesterday just watching that certification go down in history. And I was just really curious as to whether or not the Democrats are going to play any shenanigans here, which for the first time since 1988, Democrats did not object to certifying a Republican victory as president. They've done it every year, every election where a Republican has won since 1988. So maybe somebody was Jamie Raskin medicated yesterday?
I don't know, man.
Was he sedated?
He must have been. You know, was he wearing his do-rag thing?
I mean, no, he's growing his hair back now. So
but you know what? He was wearing it even after his hair grew in. I thought maybe it was going to be a style thing.
That could have been a statement. Like, it's when they all knelt with the kente, what is it, the kente cloth or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, after the George Floyd...
Yes. The funny thing is, remember that story? They all went out and kneeled, and the pattern that they were all wearing was actually one of the tribes that enslaved the fellow tribes
that
sat up over here.
Well, it's typical Democrats with their virtue signaling, but oh, what a rich, ironic moment yesterday. History was made as Kamala Harris certifies her own defeat and President-elect Trump's victory. Wow. All right, there's more on that coming up in just a second.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. They call him Mr. Irony because they're not quite sure what else to call him that you could say on the radio. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Ain't it the truth?
Really?
Ain't it, there's no sense of being nasty right out of the gate, you know. The wreck that we had early this morning, Queenstown, just checked on that. It was blocking two lanes at one point. Apparently now clear. 50 westbound right after the split at 301. So just a heads up for that. Looks like they're wrapping up now. And the lane should be open. Just kind of looking around. The major roadways are open. Seeing some salt trucks. They're going to be out. And from time to time, they're going to be plowing the shoulder areas, which are still snow covered. So once in a while, we just saw a little backup there. 95 northbound in Howard County after Montgomery Road, we could see it was slow, and I thought, what was that? And I saw, okay, I see the salt truck now and the plow working on the right side. So they're not done yet with their job, and they did a good job overnight. The major roadways, for the most part, are wet. There could be some slippery spots. It's still cold enough. Elevated roadways could be a factor as well. And as we said, top of the hour, neighborhood streets, your driveway, and your sidewalk are going to be the factor as we get underway. Fire call overnight. They're still working in the city. Park Circle area, Reisterstown Road at Druid Park Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, what a difference a day makes. Today, sunny, dry, but cold. The next few days, 34. Overnight temperatures are going to be in the teens. Tomorrow, 33 for the high. Pretty much the same for Thursday, 32. And the next chance for snow the frozen white dove,
yes,
will be on Saturday. So keep that in mind. Right now, it is 19 and chilly and windy in Annapolis, 18 in the city. Time for some one-liner news. Vice President Kamala Harris certifying Trump's presidential victory in less than 30 minutes yesterday. It's about how much time it took her to lose the presidential election.
That's more time than Joe Biden had in press conferences the entire time he was in office.
Cumulatively, I'm sure. New labor study claims American worker productivity is high. And that's when half the company gets laid off and the people who remain have to do twice the work for the same pay.
Yeah.
Right, that's the new paradigm, if you will. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, a.k.a. Fidel Jr., has resigned.
What of all?
Well, Kamala Harris has expressed interest in the job. So. Well, she was what? She lived in Canada for a while. Was she?
She was raised there.
She was raised there.
There, right?
Yeah. She was born in Oakland, but was raised in Canada.
In a poor neighborhood, she said.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
A new study claims there are 1.2 million potentially unsafe elderly drivers with cognitive decline that are driving on America's roads. And on January 21st, they'll have one more. That would be
this Corvette,
Joe Biden, with no limo driver. That's going to be a very challenging issue. Viral video yesterday making the rounds showing actor Dax Shepard watching the Vikings-Lions game on his phone while attending the Golden Globes. Well, when you know you're not up for anything, you're not going to win an award.
Right.
By the way, the Vikings-Lions game blew away the Golden Globes. Wasn't even close.
Yeah.
So, there you go. After surgery for hip replacement, Nancy Pelosi walked in the Capitol building yesterday with the aid of a walker. Did you see it?
No.
She was right there on the floor of the Senate, and she did the impossible. She actually made Joe Biden look young.
Yeah.
hard to do these days.
Is it like Texas Ranger walker, or is this something different?
This was a walker to assist you in walking.
I see.
Yeah. Like a handicap walker. According to a new survey, about half American adults carrying a pair of spare underpants around, just in case.
No kidding.
Yeah. So let's, about half. That's, so you think, we'd same thing here. Bruce, do you carry a spare pair of underpants with you?
Not with me, no.
Well, wait a minute, not with you. I mean, why'd you qualify that?
Glove compartment?
Yeah.
Trunk?
Yeah.
Trunk. Desk drawer?
By the
maybe?
Trunk, right by the trunk monkey.
is there one in the building? Let me ask you that.
There's one in the building.
Okay. Right, that's interesting. I do not carry a spare. Chuck, do you?
Well, you don't wear them at all.
No?
No, I do not.
You do not wear them at all, or you don't carry a spare?
No, I don't carry a spare.
Okay.
I have some on now.
So now it's only one-third here of the morning drive.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, folks. Biden, he carries a golden parachute, just in case.
He's going to fill that up.
National Bobblehead Day today.
Oh, speaking of Joe.
Shouldn't we get bobbleheads here for the morning drive?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Going to need a bigger box for Bruce.
Set you up for that one, buddy.
Yes, you did.
You knocked it right out of the park.
You're going to need an Amazon box for him.
Yeah. All right, just remember what they say, Chuck. Paybacks are... I can't remember the rest.
Get out.
Yesterday was National Bean Day, so it only makes sense that today is National Pass Gas Day.
Is it right?
Who makes this stuff up? I don't know.
That's too rich.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
I made pinto bean soup out of the Christmas ham that we had. Very good.
Oh,
good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you hear what's going on with Miss America?
No.
Alabama cheerleader Abby Stocker did win Miss America, but people are furious that it was not televised on any of the regular channels. It wasn't on ABC, NBC, CBS.
Okay.
But they were streaming it. And here's what it cost you: $99 for a week-long streaming pass, or you could buy the episodes individually.
Episodes?
Of the leading up to the final...
I guess the various competitions?
Yeah, the various competitions and interviews, things of that nature. So for $100, you could stream, you could get access to that. Uh-huh. The final was streamed for free, but it was on YouTube, and apparently the production values were not up to snuff. Mm-hmm. Remember when Amazon Prime started with football?
Right.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
They've gotten a little bit better.
And now they're going to do the Ravens game this weekend, Amazon.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, get used to it, because Netflix set a record on Christmas Day.
Man.
For streaming the NFL games. So the cat is out of the bag. But
do we know what Gary Stein's doing on Saturday?
Probably carrying an extra pair of underpants.
I would imagine
to the game.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need it there. That's you can't quite get down the steps.
That's right. Those are steep steps, man.
That's right. Well, if you're going out there, it's going to be cold.
Ooh,
you're wearing long johns. You're going to be wearing all sorts of warmers.
That's
anyway,
you need the sneaky leaky.
Folks were upset at the Miss America pageant. They said the production values were awkward and cringeworthy and vowed never to watch again. But, you know, I would think, do you think the younger demographics are into Miss America anymore?
No, I think the pageant culture has gone by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe if they did, Mr. or Mrs. Budweiser Light. And bring that back. Who knows?
Well, by the way, real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Happy anniversary to my lovely wife. 30 years today.
30 years she has put up with your nonsense?
That's wonderful. And you were there. You were a witness.
That's right.
You could have stopped it.
That's right. I could have stopped it.
Well, congratulations to her.
Thank you. Right. Yes, to her.
But,
yeah.
You know, after stopping three others, I said, you know, why... Why be the skunk of the party?
I'm going to get you now. your ass is grass. You know that.
You couldn't have picked a better woman. She is incredible.
No, I married up.
Yeah,
I don't know what she did, but I married up.
All right. Happy anniversary, Deb and Chuck. Appreciate that.
Right,
621, you're listening to The Morning Drive and The Best Of. You can see and catch each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook page and on Rumble as well. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sometimes I wish we really could broadcast what happens between the breaks, but yeah.
Not always.
Not always. Not this morning. All right, it's 6:22. 22 minutes after the hour. Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. That's one of the reasons why people ask, why don't you just have the streaming camera on live 24-7 during The Morning Drive? Well, you know, this is one of the reasons why.
The other thing is we don't work 24-7. We only work... 324.
Right, something like that.
Yeah.
Or 3-5.
3-5.
Yeah, 3-5.
Whatever.
3-by-5. 410-922-6680 is the number. 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about Kamala Harris certifying her own defeat. It happened to Al Gore back. That was also contentious. Remember, the Supreme Court had to weigh in on that one. So, Al Gore, and of course, and she looked yesterday, she kind of had this little smirk on her face until she got interrupted by the standing ovation from the Trump victory. And then she kind of had that stupid look on her face like, oops, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
It's a little unfair, Chuck, to go to you right after Sean has commented on his stupid face. But that's the way he planned it.
A stupid look.
A stupid look.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's better. Here is Stupid Look Johnson, traffic and weather on the threes.
Thank you. Big box.
Yeah, that's got a big cranium.
That's going to be in the theme today.
Currently, if you're traveling the west side, oh, I did sound like George Jessel just then.
Yeah, certainly.
The west side is clear. It looks good. They really did a good job here on the Beltway, right at I-70 and down through Route 40 and down towards Wilkins Avenue. All the major roadways are open again. There are some areas on some of the highways, on the high-speed roadways, that if you have to get off the roadway, the shoulder areas are still being plowed, and they're working on those. You can just imagine they have to catch up with all of that. But the conditions are good. The pace is good right now. Anybody out early, you're fine. There could be some areas in some of these elevated roadways where it's cold enough that we could still possibly see some ice, but no reports so far of any of that. Secondary roads, back streets, neighborhoods, of course, are still going to be the problem. Park Circle, for the most part, in the city, still closed. They're working on a fire call Reisterstown Road at Druid Park Drive. You can move over to Green Spring Avenue. That travels north and southbound to get around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Well, the channel says sunny, dry, and bitterly cold today. And next few days going to be in that cold pattern. And 34 is the high today. 34. Right now, it is 17 in Columbia and 17 in Forest Hill. We're talking about Kamala Harris certifying her own defeat and President Trump's election victory. Democrats did not object to a Republican president's election victory for the first time since 1988. Radical Jamie Raskin, apparently his insurrection rebellion nonsense, got blown out of the water by the Supreme Court, and Jack Smith, so he didn't have much left ammunition-wise. Paz writes, it was glorious listening to Kamala Harris certifying her crushing defeat to Donald Trump, and it wasn't no cheap fake, says Paz. But, you know, Kamala, you know, she's exiting in about 13 days, and she felt compelled to get to the microphone and to the reporters and to lecture all of America.
Well, today was obviously a very important day, and it was about what should be the norm and what the American people should be able to take for granted, which is that one of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power. And today, I did what I have done my entire career, which is take seriously the oath that I have taken many times to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, which included today performing my constitutional duties to ensure that the people of America, the voters of America, will have their votes counted, that those votes matter, and that they will determine then the outcome of an election.
Gee, really?
I do believe very strongly that America's democracy is only as strong as our willingness to fight for it. Every single person, their willingness to fight for and respect the importance of our democracy. Otherwise, it is very fragile, and it will not be able to withstand moments of crisis. And today, America's democracy stood.
Yeah.
Except it's a republic, not a democracy, yeah, but that's just an noise.
Excuse me, if I don't take you seriously, if you don't know the difference between a democracy and a constitutional republic or a representative republic, which is our form of government. And the Democrats don't do this by accident. They do it because they don't want to recognize that it's a constitutional republic. It's mob rule. That's what they're after with this democracy nonsense. And the fact is that to sit there and lecture us, and I should point out, I don't want to be a stickler for detail here this morning, but the peaceful transition of power occurs on January 20th.
Yes.
Not on January 6th. January 6th is the certification of the Electoral College votes, but the actual transfer of power happens when the outgoing president is there for the swearing in of the incoming president and hands over the keys to the White House and to the country. That's the peaceful transition of power. That has not occurred yet. It will in 13 days, hopefully, prayerfully.
I just wonder if on the 20th, if Joe will remember to bring the keys along to the White House.
Yeah.
Could be you'll just forget.
Well, who knows now? Because remember when the Clintons sabotaged the White House? They removed all the W's off of the computer keyboards in the White House. You talk about sophomoric, immature, idiocy. But that's what happens when you have kids running the country.
Yep.
But Biden, we're going to get to this later on in the show, he's doing his level best to sabotage as much as he can the incoming Trump administration. And we'll get to the specific reasons why that's happening, but he's going out very angry. He's angry at everyone. He's angry at Kamala. He's angry at Pelosi. He is angry at the Democrats, at the Republicans.
Angry at the media.
Angry at the media.
He snapped
at the reporters yesterday, using the GD. I've met more world leaders than anybody else on this GD world, or whatever the case may be. So this guy is just, he's a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to say that, but...
And frankly, it is a fact-free environment in which he lives. He keeps saying things that are patently untrue, but he says them as if that everybody always knows this. We'll get to some of them later on the show. But it's amazing to hear this guy talk now, because you want to stop it every couple of seconds and say, that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's another lie.
And just, because we'll get to this in greater detail, but just to let you know, going out the door, 11 terrorists from Yemen have now been released from Guantanamo Bay. Here's what I'm doing if I'm Trump. I'm going to tell them that I'm going to hunt every single one of them down again as soon as I get back in on J20. And guess what? I'm going to rescind all those stupid medals of freedom you gave to Liz Cheney, Hillary Clinton, and to George Soros. I'm going to take them back. So how about that? I hope he does do that. All right, it's coming up on 6:30. Up next, I'll take a look at Mayorkas saying, hey, the border is not an issue with terrorist attacks. Latest news headlines at 6:30. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Again, almost all school systems in the state are closed for the day. There are some private schools that are opening 2 hours late. Among them, Boys Latin, Garrison Forest, Green Spring Montessori, North Cara, Roland Park Country, and Baltimore City Community College. They'll open at 11 o'clock this morning. Coppin State opens late. Frostburg, Hartford Community College, Howard Community College, etc. So please check to see, particularly those of you who are college students or have them in your family, whether or not the class is canceled this morning, which gives you certainly another excuse to simply go back to sleep. Baltimore Health Department has extended the city's code blue extreme cold alert through Saturday of this week. The alert was extended due to the winter storm that brought several inches of snow to Baltimore and the surrounding area, along with wind chills that are expected to drop into the single digits for the next several days. The Mayor's Office of Homeless Services has declared a code purple winter shelter activation, which will be in effect until Saturday as well. Those in need of emergency shelter should call the Baltimore City Shelter Hotline. Public schools across the Baltimore area will be closed again. The aftermath of that winter storm, no classes, Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Hartford, and Howard counties. Many private schools also closed or delayed, along with some area colleges and universities. And Baltimore City police say they have arrested a suspect in the carjacking of a rideshare driver. Police were called to the 2400 block of West North Avenue about 2:40 Monday morning, where the driver told officers he was assaulted by a passenger, and when he got out of the car to escape, the suspect took off with his vehicle. Police located the vehicle in the 1700 block of Presbury Street, and the 20-year-old suspect was arrested after a short foot chase. 6:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes next.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Lottery numbers from last night, your pick 3936, your pick 4-7980. And now at 6:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Good through Annapolis. The Bay Bridge conditions are fine. Over to the Severn River Bridge, you might have the blood rushing to your head there just a bit. The camera is showing traffic is now upside down on Route 50 at the bridge, and they're actually driving towards the sky. I don't know how that happens. I wish you could see this, but the traffic is actually at the top part of the screen, and they're driving on a road that's up in the air. Pretty nice. Now, there's a report of a minor wreck now, northbound 95 in the area at Route 175. They're also checking southbound. Could be a vehicle off the roadway there. That's in Howard County. Beltway looks good. JFX right now, no problems. The roadway is wet and clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With all the snow that fell yesterday and the cold Arctic air that has moved in, It's going to be a cold stretch, not just today, but all week long. 34 the high today, 33 tomorrow. Still sunny, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, a little Ravens Steelers postseason history for you to get the week up and running. These two teams have met four times in postseason play. Pittsburgh leads it 3-1. Interestingly enough, all four have been in Pittsburgh because in the years they've met, it's the Steelers who've won the division. But this time around, the Steelers have flipped the script. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says there's a price to pay for that.
Going to Baltimore, particularly in playoff football, is something to be respected, man. And I expect it to be a hostile environment. I welcome that, to be quite honest with you. It's important that we smile in the face of that as a collective. It's just simply a tax to pay for not winning the division.
I love that. A tax to pay for not winning the division. Ravens linebacker Odafe Owe, coming off the best season of his career, was asked how valuable playing at home is in the playoffs.
Oh, it's big. I don't like playing anywhere else but home, you know, to be honest. So that's real big. And it's either the Chargers or the Steelers, right? So both teams that we've beaten before, we have the home crowd behind us. So it's a good situation for us.
Of course, Owe was asked that in the locker room after the Browns win, did not know who he would play at that time. But the Ravens' home field playoff success has been mixed. Baltimore just 4-5 all time in the postseason at home, including last year's loss in the AFC Championship game. Meanwhile, off the field, Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken being pursued for the second straight year. NFL Network reporting that the Bears have requested permission to speak with Monken about their head coaching job. Chicago has also asked the Cowboys permission to speak to Mike McCarthy. In-person interviews for head coaching candidates currently under contract can't take place until January 20th, but virtual interviews can begin sooner. On the ice last night, Caps beaten by the Sabres in Buffalo 4-3 in a shootout. Alexi Protas scored for the Caps with 4 minutes to play to force overtime. Caps have now lost 5 of their last 9. They host the Canucks tonight in D.C. Boys basketball top 15 is out in terms of the Baltimore Sun ranking. Number 1, St. Francis. Number 2, Glenelg County. Glenelg Country, number 3, Spalding, Mount Carmel, and John Carroll round out the top 5. The time now is 6:36. When we return, it's a happy birthday to the MVP.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Guys, we don't have any candles and we don't have any cake, and we're certainly not going to sing. But it is a happy birthday today. You were right, Sean. January 7th, 1997, Lamar Jackson turns 28 years old today.
Wow.
You know, being the age that we are, it's...
In our 30s?
Yeah, exactly. We forget sometimes how young these players yes. are. He's 28!
28.
And he's been in the league for 7 years.
It's hard to believe.
And what he's done.
I mean, I got the contract. He got his birthday gift early.
he did with
that contract.
I mean, I got kids. I mean, we all got kids, 30s, 40s. I mean, right. 28, my yeah. goodness. But yeah, no, happy birthday to him. I mean, I think he is the MVP. What do you guys think?
You know, the way it's defined, he clearly is having, I think, the best year he's ever had. A lot of that may be due to Derrick Henry.
Okay. It's possible.
And I think he's been able to focus on his passing game much more than have to worry about carrying the burden of having to run the ball.
Yep.
Now that there is one of the best running backs in history that the Ravens have. So I think, you know, MVP is it, take a quarterback away from a team, are they as successful?
Right. I mean, that's the question. You know, I think what you said earlier, Sean, about being the definition of it.
Right.
Is it the most valuable player or is it the best player?
Right.
Okay. I think Lamar probably is the best player in the NFL, just for what he does.
No doubt.
But is he the most valuable to his team? I'm not 100% sure of that.
Take Josh Allen away from Buffalo. Are they any good?
Take Joe Burrow away from Cincinnati.
Oh, they're horrible.
I mean, the year he's had.
They're horrible.
So, yeah. So, again, it's depending on. But, hey, but at the end of the day, it's a popularity contest. It's not really about the definition.
Yeah. So you're still in the running then?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm right up there with Lamar.
But he's not seen 28 in a long time.
Yeah.
No, that's true. 30 some. I don't even. Well, Bruce can probably do the math.
Not in my head.
Okay.
Thanks, Gary.
Goodbye.
Happy birthday, Lamar. 6:39. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Mike Turner is a congressman. He also sits on a couple of rather important committees, having to do with our border security and intelligence. And he says, when you take a look at what has happened during the Biden administration, they have left us in what he characterizes as a heightened threat environment.
We are in a heightened threatened environment. We see from, of course, what occurred in New Orleans. We have the threat of those who can be lone wolves, those individuals who might be, as the self-declared terrorists has indicated, inspired by ISIS, by terrorist threats.
Yeah, and how do you quantify that? How do you discover that? Well, you said that it's not just the people who are domestic that we're worried about. You also really have to be concerned about the foreign actors, those individuals who we've caught coming across the border. But with more than 2 million gotaways in the last 4 years, you have to say to yourself, there have got to be more in that group of folks.
We also have those who are here, who've come across the border, are affiliated with terrorist groups or organizations outside of the country. Who want to do Americans harm. Those individuals still pose a threat to Americans and to the United States. The director, the FBI, local law enforcement are continuing to work to try to find them and try to lessen the risk.
You know, one of the interesting things to me is to understand that we have state actors out there. And Turner points out that, look, we know Iran is very actively trying to assassinate Donald Trump.
Certainly at this time as we go into the inauguration for Donald Trump, where we even have, you know, state actors like Iran, where we have in custody individuals who've come here with the stated purpose assassinate as a part of a plot to, you know, have been alleged to perpetrate a plot to assassinate Donald Trump. We have a number of actors that pose a risk and a threat to Americans.
Jim Himes, also a congressperson, Sean, says that what we're looking at here is individuals, whether they're foreign or domestic, who've been radicalized. So it's not a matter of where was this individual born. It's with whom has he or she been associating. And, for example, the guy in New Orleans, radicalized by ISIS.
The New Orleans Jabbar, the attacker there, clearly had himself affiliated with ISIS. Now, what we need to know whether that individual was deliberately tasked.
Yeah. Was he deliberately tasked by somebody else to do what he did?
Well, we don't know the answer to that. It appears, because even ISIS is not proclaiming any kind of special affiliation with Jabbar. But Jabbar was radicalized somewhere.
Did it
begin in the military? Did it begin in his Houston neighborhood with that radical mosque there? I know he made a trip to Egypt in the last year and then came back through Canada for some strange reason into the United States. So there was a border involvement there. Of course, Americans have every right to travel wherever they want.
You got a cheap flight.
But while you're following parents home from school board meetings, FBI, maybe people that have been making comments or have been doing stuff online and getting radicalized or making pilgrimages or the Hajj or whatever over to Egypt or wherever they are, or Mecca, maybe they should have a question or two as they re-enter the country.
Well, but those questions are nearly as important as why are you standing in front of that abortion clinic?
Right.
Or why do you want to hear the mass in Latin? I mean, those are the kinds of people you really have to be concerned about in this country, or so they would tell us. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the interchange downtown, 95 Russell Street, 395. All of that is elevated, the sky ramp way up in the air. So far, the roadway conditions appear to be in good shape. The roadways are a little bit damp, but everybody's moving right along. No problems at all. The ramp off to Russell Street, southbound from 95. A little bit slow there, but that's a single lane ramp. and they're just watching their speed through there. But for the most part, all the major highways are open, and we're running with pretty good speeds right now for this time in the morning. Shoulder areas are still being plowed, so in some cases, you'll still have salt trucks and plows working on some of the major roadways. Then, of course, as the day goes on, they'll be working on some of the secondary roads. The update on that wreck on 95 at 175, it's on the shoulder, southbound, no factor there. Traffic is running okay. Capitol Beltway, had a look there. Lanes are open. The roadway conditions about the same as our Beltway. They're wet, and we're okay in Prince George's County. Moderate traffic on the outer loop at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be sunny and dry and bitterly cold the next couple of days. 34 is the expected high today, back into the teens tonight. We're in the teens right now, 18 in Pasadena and 18 in Parkville. And Alice Cooper once said, I'm 18.
Yeah.
And he liked it.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Time to head out to the truck wagon for the latest item trending in the food and beverage world.
Profound.
Public service for our listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Well, you might if you go to Cinemark. They're rolling out the new red carpet for popcorn enthusiasts this National Popcorn Day with its inaugural Bring Your Own Bucket event. Sunday, January 19th. Fans invited to bring their favorite clean container, be it a collectible movie-themed bucket, a family heirloom bowl, or a quirky DIY piece, to your nearest Cinemark theater for $5 fill-up of fresh, buttery popcorn.
Wow.
No movie ticket? No problem. As long as the container holds less than 400 ounces, sorry, Chuck, Cinemark will top it off with your iconic kernels. Bring your own bucket to any Cinemark theater. $5, that's all it is.
Every time I go somewhere, I take my own bucket, but she doesn't pay.
Oh, that's on anniversary day?
Really?
I thought she would at least get somewhat of a respite.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. This is what Chuck calls foreplay.
It's quiet. Listen to him. He's got nothing to say. It's what his wife calls sleep on the damn sofa.
Jersey Mike's launching the new slow roasted. Chicken breast and two new subs.
Two idiots.
Roasted chicken breast and spicy chicken Italian.
In the morning.
French toast sliders make a limited return to White Castle. That is now through April the 30th. Hey, if you like snickerdoodle cookies, you'll love snickerdoodle pancakes.
Oh, I would imagine
you can
so.
Get them right now for the entire month of January at IHOP.
Oh.
Yeah, snickerdoodle pancakes. You remember last month, Dave Portnoy at Barstool?
Yes.
He visited this floundering Federal Help pizza guy and gave him a check for $60,000 to stay in business.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll be able to turn things around. But he's visited Baltimore again. He recently visited Frank's Pizza and Pasta in Overly. And he popped open a pizza and said, quote, this looks good. And this, of course, giving a thumbs up to the pizzas at Frank's Pizza and Pasta in Overly. I've never had it.
No, me either.
So now we're going to have to try it. So I'd love to hear from our listeners where they think, who's got the best pizza in town?
Do they deliver? Because Chuck wouldn't mind a slice. Yeah.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
The best pizza in town is the one that's free.
No, there's. I think there's more bad pizza than there is good pizza.
Yeah,
and it's hard to screw up pizza, but there are some places that it's too doughy. There's not enough sauce and too much cheese, and the sauce isn't sweet enough. It's acidic. I mean, there's too many things that you can screw up with the pizza ingredients.
There's too much cheese on this show.
That's true, and you've been in the sauce every morning. So there you go.
Oh,
and of course,
nice
with old crusty Bruce.
Nice, old crusty Bruce.
I'm just trying to stay out of the line of fire,
folks.
Right.
No, and you got caught anyway.
I know. Unbelievable. So, all right. Well, I just look. I'm partial coal fire, I think they have really good pizza. But I like that coal fired pizza. I like that wood oven pizza, the brick oven pizza.
I do too. But there is a pizza place when we were in Timonium. There's a pizza place on York Road, just south of Timonium Road, called Maria's. And there's something their sauce is a little different. A really good sauce. And I used to go there every single Sunday. Yeah.
Right.
Good stuff.
Who's got the best pizza in town? You can certainly weigh in on that as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Jeff is in Pasadena.
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly. I wanted to comment on something Sean was talking about yesterday real quick. Chuck did a traffic report about 10 minutes ago, said the camera was upside down. I wonder if the camera was right side up and Chuck was upside down.
There you go. It's entirely possible.
But anyway, yesterday, Sean, you said something about the trash collection people. They leave your cans out in the roadway. I had the same problem. And what pisses me off is I'm not giving them guys a lot to do. I live alone. I put one can out every other week, a regular can every other week, and a recycled can every other week. I'm not giving them guys a lot of work to do. They got to be grateful to me. So what I do is this. Every now and then I also put, like, yard waste out. If they leave my yard waste can out in the roadway, well, the following week I put everything into the yard waste can, and I put the yard waste, like leaves, on top of that stuff. Now, if they leave my recycle can out in the roadway, well, the next week I'll put leaves in the bottom of the recycle can, I'll put regular trash in, and then I put recycled, you know, stuff on top of that stuff. So, you know, if they want to be an a-hole, well, we need to be an a-hole back to them.
You rebel, you.
Jeff's really thought this well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good strategy there. Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. The other thing is really, as we used to say in Texas, frosted my chaps, is that, you know, Baltimore County now has changed their recycling program.
Yep.
So now you used to get a schedule of your recycling days, trash collection days, recycling days, yard waste days. Well, now they've left off the yard waste days. You have to scan a QR code. All right, so you can figure out when your yard waste is going to be collected.
That's not on the publication that sent up?
No, it's not on the public schedule anymore. You have to scan the QR code, and it's just confusing as all get out. Because it looks like for 3 months now, they're not going to collect your yard waste from now until springtime.
Correct.
Okay. So that's but they're still, I mean, the Christmas trees are the exemption here. But they used to collect it once a month. But now it's nothing for 3 months. And what are they trying to save money by having people scan the QR code and print out your own schedule only to find out there is no yard waste collection for 3 months?
No,
I came up with this brilliant idea right now. Yeah.
Right? We just solved that for all of our listeners.
Yeah. I just think it's, again, more of the same. This is when people that don't have anything better to do have to somehow change the system that was already working. 650 and the Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, and at Rumble, our Rumble page as well. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We've got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbie.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Not folks, there are still some folks out there who think Kamala is the one who's going to be inaugurated on January 20th. You'll hear from a couple of them later on the show. It's amazing. You get this Trump derangement syndrome. It causes all kinds of aberrant behavior. They should have the warnings on it. Side effects include delusions.
I think they should be forced to wear caution tape. Wherever they go.
Wherever
they're traveling, they should have a caution tape that's encircled their bodies.
Like a mummy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's perfect. That's a reasonable kind of suggestion.
Coming up, we are facing a $3 billion budget deficit in the state of Maryland this year. It is, and by, I think, what, 2 or 3 years, it's $6 billion. And they're going to start tackling that budget deficit tomorrow as the Maryland General Insane Asylum opens up. We'll take a look at the options and what Marylanders don't want. That's all still to come here on the show.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Getting ready to head
out now. The roadway conditions are fine. Once you get out of the local neighborhood, you get onto the major roadways. The crews overnight did a really good job. For the most part, the road conditions are damp, but they're damp enough that there still could be a problem. There could be a little bit of icing here and there, but the secondary streets, the neighborhood streets, will still be the problem as we get underway. We're good right now at both the tunnels, and you're moving through the area downtown. 95 Russell Street, 395 JFX. The roadway conditions are good, but again, it's damp between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. City Fire has just wrapped up the overnight fire, reopening now Park Circle in that area along Reisterstown Road in the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And once again, joining us from State Highway Administration is the Gish Man, Charlie Gishler. Charlie, how are we looking this morning?
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, a lot better than it was this time yesterday. The roadways, as Chuck just mentioned, all the state roads that we maintain, the numbered routes and the interstates are basically just wet right now. But that we want people to don't be too overconfident with that, because the temperatures and the pavement temperatures, I literally just checked them, are still well below freezing in many areas. So the elevated sections of roadway, bridges, ramps, and overpasses tend to freeze. We still have a lot of crews out pushing back the shoulders, making sure the drainage is all open and free clearing, and patrolling for any icy patches. But for folks that got to get out there, still don't be in a hurry. Watch it, because it could turn icy just in a little bit of a second, and that's all it takes. So drive speeds down and go to roads.maryland.gov to get the latest information.
Is it true 17,000 miles of roads that state has to clear?
Lane miles, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, lane miles.
Lane miles. That's just amazing. And that's an amazing amount of miles that you have to clear. And for the most part, they were pretty much clear by yesterday afternoon.
Now, do I understand, Charlie, a lane mile is you have 1 mile of highway and there are four lanes on it. So that's four lane miles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And also, I was just looking at the radar, and it looks, if any of your listeners are heading out west, like getting out toward, like, you know, Allegheny, Garrett County, it looks like they're getting some upslope snow there. So watch it on I-68 if you're heading out west. But around here, again, the biggest thing I can tell you is don't be in a hurry this morning. Don't get overconfident. Once the sun comes up and starts drying, then we can return to a semblance of normalcy. But right now, again, the wet roadways, they're not ideal. Drive your speeds down.
Thanks, Charlie Gishler, State Highway Administration. Always a pleasure, Charlie. We'll talk to you soon, and of course, does a great job. Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny, dry, and bitterly cold today. 34 for the high today, and right now we're at 18 in Millersville, 17 in Reisterstown. So tomorrow, the 90-day General Insane Asylum opens up, and we are facing a nearly $3 billion budget deficit, and much of that is being caused by the blueprint for Maryland's future passed in 2021. The law pumps $30 billion of additional tax dollars into public education statewide over the first 10 years with no funding mechanism whatsoever, and then $4 billion additional dollars every year after that. The increased funding comes from a mix of state and local dollars. It increases teacher salaries, expands pre-K, bolsters career technology training. But as I said, when the legislature passed the law, they did not attach a funding mechanism. So that forced Governor Westmore last month to pronounce this.
This year, I will propose a pause in the implementation of collaborative time provisions in the blueprint for Maryland's future.
A pause! A pause is
just don't do it.
Is don't do it. Number one, and while you're at it, don't do the red line and stop this climate change, eliminate fossil fuel nonsense that you and the progressive Marxists have been touting since day one. But it's not just the Democrats that are part of the problem. I also think Republicans don't get it either. Here is State Senator Justin Reedy, Carroll County, nice guy, but here's his solution for the budget deficit.
You don't have to raise taxes, and you also don't need draconian massive cuts. You just need to slow down the rate of growth, and we can address a lot of our outstanding budget issues.
So his solution is, let's spend the $32 billion or whatever it is, but let's not spend it as quickly. Let's drag it out. Instead of 10 years, let's spend it over 14. This is a Republican. We already pour all sorts of money, much of it wasted, by the way, with no forensic accounting of the money, into the education system. This is one of the worst money laundering operations in history known to man. Here's what happens. Democrats give money to education.
Yeah.
The teachers' unions then collect dues from the teachers, and those dues then go to who? Democrats right. in the form of political donations. That's what we're saying. That's what we're approving here. This isn't going to benefit the children. It's not going to benefit the teacher in the classroom. This is just it's organized
it's a way of
money,
laundering. Money. It's a way of fleecing, frankly, fleecing all taxpayers. But from our point of view, it's a way of fleecing taxpayers who don't want their taxes to go up in order to fund those individuals who are perfectly comfortable with having your taxes go up. If you're a member of the teachers union and you want to have more money available to you in salary, then you go ahead and contribute to the Democrats.
Yeah.
And the Democrats, in turn, will contribute to your causes and your favorite things.
But where is the opposition party in the state of Maryland when Reedy and other Maryland Republicans are arguing that the blueprint can be fully funded if it's implemented over 14 years instead of the current 10 years? Which would reduce the strain on state and local budgets. How about we reduce the strain on Maryland taxpayers who aren't getting the damn their money's worth out of this whole process? So, again, we're going to have the same, and a lot of people want to blame Westmore, and rightfully so. Some people want to blame the progressive Democrats, rightfully so. But let's not leave the Republicans out of this equation, because they, in some cases, not all, in some cases, are just as bad. Just as bad. They want to grow government. They love government. They just don't want to do it as fast. So it's not as painful to the taxpayers. So you get a little bit of break now, but boy, will you pay later.
It's like saying, do you want to die because I club you over the head, or shall I starve you to death instead? Which is better for you folks?
7 o'clock. Stay with us here on The Morning Drive.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A lengthy stretch of the Gulf Coast is shivering this morning, gripped by unusually cold temperatures. The big chill extends from central Florida to west Texas on into parts of New Mexico. At least five deaths blamed on the powerful winter storm spread a lot of snow and ice across a vast area from the plains and Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic and points north, and now bitter cold has settled in there. Perhaps no surprise in this, a New York judge has denied Donald Trump's request to halt Friday's criminal sentencing.
Trump's lawyers asked Manhattan Judge Juan Mershon to stop the proceedings while they appeal a ruling that upheld the verdict, but Mershon rejected it. That means Trump is on course to be the first president to take office convicted of crimes. However, he can still ask the appeals court to delay sentencing or seek to have another court intervene. Last year, Trump was convicted on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden paid a visit to New Orleans the other day, the city shaken by the deadly French Quarter terror attack.
My wife Jill and I are here to stand with you, to grieve with you, to pray with you, to let you know you are not alone.
President Biden is putting another 849,000 acres off limits to oil and gas exploration and mining. He's establishing two more national monuments in California. Mr. Biden has stepped up efforts to ban oil and gas drilling ahead of President-elect Trump taking office. Mr. Trump has vowed to make America energy independent again and lower gas prices. Former President Carter's body will be moved to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda later today, where he will lie in state until Thursday's funeral at Washington National Cathedral. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 40 points, NASDAQ futures down 14 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Text.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Bay Bridge is good. Looking at it westbound, main span is fine compared to yesterday at this time. Roadway conditions a little bit damp. And again, the right shoulder, they have to come back and hit this with the plow because if you do have to get off to the right side, there's still a little bit of snow in that area. And that's a common occurrence for some of the roadways. And as you heard Charlie Gisler say, the crews are out there right now. They're concentrating on clearing the roadways from one side to the other. But good conditions all the way through Annapolis. I will tell you this, if you haven't left the house yet or you're getting into the car, you better have your sunglasses ready. Sun is coming up and there's going to be a big glare from the snow in and around the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With all the snow that fell yesterday and the cold Arctic air that has moved in, it's going to be a cold stretch, not just today, but all week long. 34 the high today, 33 tomorrow. Still sunny, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, 18 degrees in Pikesville. 18 degrees? Wow! Dundalk, yes, 21 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04, Empress Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning 5 with Casey and Elliott. City police say they have arrested a suspect in the carjacking of a rideshare driver. Police were called to the 2400 block of West North Avenue about 2:40 Monday morning. The driver told officers he had been assaulted by a passenger. When he got out of the car to escape, the suspect took off with his vehicle. Police located the vehicle in the 1700 block of Presbury Street, and the 20-year-old suspect was arrested after a short foot chase. Suspect was taken to central booking and charged. Police are looking for the suspect who stole around $80,000 worth of copper piping from a Baltimore school during the snowstorm. The copper was stolen from Yorkwood Elementary in northeast Baltimore, leaving the building without heat or water. According to Fox 45, work crews responded to the school Monday to assess the damage, and the repairs will reportedly take several days. Police say their investigation is ongoing. A new Gonzales poll finds that most Marylanders surveyed approve the job Wes Moore is doing as governor. According to the poll, 61% of Maryland voters approve, 28% disapprove. Baltimore County offices will be opening on a delay this morning due to the winter weather, and a liberal leave will be in effect for its employees. Officials also say essential employees must report on time, and county employees who are authorized to telework may do so beginning at 10 o'clock this morning. Pick 3 lottery number from last night was 936. Your pick 4, 7980. And next, it's Time on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With the uncertainty surrounding Zay Flowers' availability for Saturday, attention now turns to wide receiver Rashad Bateman, enjoying easily his best season in the National Football League. Head coach John Harbaugh's opinion of Bateman has never wavered.
No, he's always been high on my list, my charts. I think he's a tremendous player, tremendous athlete, tremendous competitor. Excellent wide receiver, brings us a tremendous skill set to it. He's been playing at a high level all year. Made big plays for us in that game this past week. He was a factor in those drives and getting us into scoring position.
Meanwhile, in Steel City, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin has also taken notice.
Bateman has emerged in a big way this year while staying healthy. He's provided a lot of splash for him. He's been a down-to-grass guy, has made some significant plays, particularly in weighty moments, some two-minute moments, particularly of late.
Meanwhile, I should say Bateman in his fourth year out of Minnesota, 9 touchdown catches this year, 5 more than in his first 4 seasons combined. He has 4 touchdowns in the Ravens' 4-game winning streak. And finally, if nothing else, Rex Ryan is supremely confident. The former Ravens defensive coordinator and Jets head coach was on ESPN Radio New York yesterday being interviewed on his chances of reclaiming the Jets head coaching job.
You think you're going to get this job, right? You think you're going to be the next head coach of the Jets?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely, I do. And the reason I think I'm going to get it is because I'm the best guy. And it ain't close.
It ain't close. Coming up at 7:35, how much football is too much football? And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time number 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The right choice. From Maryland, here in 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Join the conversation, 410-922-6680, 1-800, WCBM680. You can email us at The Morning Drive at WCBM.com. And text to the studio using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, Crazy Nancy weighs in on ethics, of all things. The View compares J6 to the Holocaust. Top story, though, in this hour, 2 bills or 1?
Yeah, that's a big question. Now, Andy Harris now heads the Freedom Caucus in the House, and he was asked about the what they accomplished by putting pressure on Donald Trump in order to have the Speaker of the House behave in the way they would like to have the Speaker of the House behave.
It was more than just a phone call. It was that Mike Johnson convinced us that he is going to make some structural changes into how the Republican Congress works so that we can more certainly advance the president's agenda. We all knew the president was on board with Mike Johnson, but we had to hear that there were going to be some changes to how business is done that will make it much more likely that we can get all the Republicans on board for the president's agenda.
Now, we would imply that if those changes weren't promised, that members of the Freedom Coalition would not have voted for Mike Johnson for Speaker of the House. Do you believe that? Do you?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah, I think that they were sending a message that they have the 9 votes to remove, to vacate the chair.
Just in case.
That just in case. Yeah. But I think they were not going to, in any way, shape, or form, impede the Trump agenda.
Well, that's kind of what he implied in the next comment he gave. Again, this is Congressman Andy Harris.
He was elected with a mandate, won all the 7 swing states. Obviously, the Americans are sick and tired of what's going on at the southern border. They want a relief from inflation, from high gas prices, from terrorist threats. They want us to move ahead, and the president's going to move us there, and he's going to do what it takes to move us in that direction.
Now, it's interesting, Sean, because you have Caroline Leavitt, who's the spokesperson, new press secretary for Donald Trump. She's very young, by the way, incredibly articulate. She's, I think, still in her 20s, if I recall correctly.
She's been a guest on this show in the past.
Yeah, she's very, very good at what she does. And she said very clearly, and we'll have the audio for you perhaps later on this hour, or maybe the next hour, that, look, it's clear Donald Trump wants one big, beautiful bill. Those are actually his words. He does not want 2 reconciliation bills. He wants 1, and that one bill has to include something you and I have talked about, and that is to the tax package. And we have to get that tax package passed so that it has impact by the time the off-year elections happen in 2 years from now. If you don't do that now, it's going to get dragged out, and the GOP will not have the benefit of being able to say, take a look what your taxes are 2 years down the road.
It can't be the first order of business. It took us months to do the first tax cuts bill 9 years ago. The bottom line is that if that's what the president wants, he's going to have to wait till the summer for it all to get ironed out.
Really? You have a member of the House saying, I'm sorry, Mr. President, you just have to wait until we decide it's time to take it up. Now, they're independent branches of government, but a lot of people in Congress, Republicans,
owe their presence in Washington, D.C. to Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think the debate, and we'll get into this in greater detail, two bills versus one, you're only allowed two reconciliation bills per year.
Yeah, max.
Okay, that's the max. So, again, a lot of people want financial first so the effects can be felt by midterms.
Yep.
Others, like Lindsey Graham, are arguing, if you don't secure this border, we're going to have more terrorist attacks like we just had down in New Orleans. So why can't we just do one big last omnibus? This will be the mother of all omnibuses. And you can roll H.R. 2 into whatever the Trump tax cuts extensions are. And again, yeah, there's going to be an attempt to load it up like a Christmas tree. But as long as you get the Trump agenda in there, I think that might be a good thing.
And we'll have more from Andy Harris on that issue coming up between now and half past. Right now, the father of all traffic reports, Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. We're up in Harford County. Thought we'd look around a little bit. Some of the secondary streets, 543 here at 136. For the most part, it's clear, but there's a little bit of slush, a little bit of ice onto the right side of the roadway. Passable, but you can just see right here by the convenience store that it could get a little bit tricky right in that one area. And this particular area is still in the shade, so it gives you some indication that some of the secondary roads will still be having some problems. Route 32 at 108 as we go over to Howard County, completely clear there. The roadway conditions are good. Traffic is moving along just fine through there. Beltway has been fine. We mentioned last report, better have your sunglasses ready. You're getting the spray from the roadway, and you're also now getting the bright sunshine that is reflecting off the snow. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Pizza John's Back River Neck Road gets the far the vote best pizza in Baltimore, according to our listeners. Anyway,
good
man. So it's not even close. Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and bitterly cold the next few days. 34 the expected high. Overnight temps in the teens. It's 19 in Dundalk as we speak, and it is 19 in Severn as well. 7:15. Time for our morning MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, big news. Judge Juan Merchan refusing to delay Trump's criminal sentencing scheduled for Friday. Trump had asked for a delay in it. Of course, this is after he blasted the guy, so there was no chance that the judge... I don't know if they can appeal this to a higher court or not, so we'll have to wait and see. But it looks like that sentencing is going to go on as scheduled. As we mentioned, GOP leaders are struggling over how to advance Trump's legislative agenda, whether it be in two bills or one bill. Trump prefers one bill. Big, beautiful bill, in his words. But he said, as long as we can get it done in two, then I think he's going to prefer the financial first. But he's still got to get this border. And maybe he looks at it as if, all right, we'll do the financial bill first, but through executive orders and through Tom Holman, et cetera, we'll be able to start the mass deportations at least. But you got to pay for that. More on that coming up in just a second. Pam Bondi and Lee Zeldin and Pete Hegseth will be first out of the box for confirmation hearings next week. Those hearings will begin. Jack Smith is trying to release this special counsel report on the Mar-a-Lago documents, the raid, etc., and the J6 interference on his way out the door. The Trump lawyers are trying to block that from being released. Of course, and that would be a good thing because this is just a parting shot from the persecutor, Jack Smith. Meanwhile, Mike Waltz, the National Security Advisor nominee, says that we need Trump's nominees and we need them now.
This is exactly why we have to get President Trump's nominees in office now.
Yeah, right away, because of the threats to the homeland. Speaking of which, Tom Holman says, hey, I'm ready to start the mass deportations, but Congress needs to fund it.
So we're going to arrest people, we're going to put them in a detention facility, and make the arrangements for the home nation, get travel documents, put them on an airplane, and send them home. But we need money to do it. So I'm begging Congress to get to the table quickly and give us what we need to make this happen.
Florida Congressman Byron Donalds weighs in on the H-1B visa debate.
The number one job that needs to be done is to protect the American workers here at home. Not saying that there's not any need for any foreign talent to come into the United States, but it cannot be to the detriment of Americans.
Bingo. 100% right on. The Trump effect, it was just a couple of weeks ago that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was meeting with Trump in Mar-a-Lago. Lo and behold, yesterday, he resigns.
I intend to resign as party leader, as Prime Minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust nationwide competitive process.
Yeah, well, it won't be competitive if Justin Trudeau has anything to do with it, but the next prime minister, the odds are, and the Canadians prefer the popular Pierre Poilievre as their next prime minister.
Good day. Canadians desperate to turn the page on this dark chapter in our history might be relieved today that Justin Trudeau is finally leaving. But what has really changed? Every Liberal MP in power today and every potential Liberal leadership contender fighting for the top job helped Justin Trudeau break the country over the last 9 years. All Liberal politicians actively worked to pass into law the job-killing inflationary carbon tax, a tax that Carbon Tax Carney endorsed in his book. All supported a law quadrupling the tax over the next 5 years. All voted for or actively supported Trudeau's out-of-control spending, debt, and immigration. All passed Trudeau's housing policies that doubled the cost of homes. All Liberal politicians helped pass catch-and-release bail and house arrest for the most rampant re-offenders. Policies that increased violent crime 50%, gun crime 116%, and hate crime by 250%. So given that Liberal MPs and leadership contenders unanimously supported everything Trudeau has done, why dump him now, right before an election? Have they had a change of heart? Is it because they feel guilty that they doubled housing costs, hiked taxes, unleashed crime, broke immigration, forced a quarter of the population into poverty? No. They continued supporting Trudeau when he did all of those things. No, their only objection is that he is no longer popular enough to win an election and keep them in power. They want to protect their pensions and paycheck by sweeping their hated leader under the rug months before an election to trick you and then do it all over again.
That's Canadian Conservative Pierre Poilievre, and he's absolutely right. But look at the Trump effect here. Remember, he met with Justin Trudeau, he called California the 51st state. I'm sorry, Canada, the 51st state, and said he could be governor. And lo and behold, within days, he gets out. And speaking of the Trump effect, Donald Trump Jr. is to visit Greenland following President-elect's proposal to purchase the country. The Greenland folks said, we're out. We don't want Denmark anymore. And so now the negotiations have begun. The only question is, what are we going to call Greenland? Fort Trump? Stay tuned, folks. Just 13 days to go.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
7:21, and you're on The Morning Drive. Joining us now from the law office is Michael A. Friedman, Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year as well.
For CBM listeners.
Thank you.
All right. So this morning I want to discuss an auto accident case that happened back in 2023. I was able to get this case settled last week at a settlement conference in Howard County. So here are the facts of this case. My client's a 57-year-old. He's traveling on Route 29 South in Howard County. He stopped for traffic when all of a sudden the defendant, who's a 19-year-old college student, slams into the rear of him, and then he slams into the car in front of him. Really nasty accident. The vehicles were totaled. My client at the scene was complaining of both right and left shoulder pain. So he was taken by ambulance to Howard County General. He stayed overnight, and he was diagnosed with both a right and left partial tear of his rotator cuff. So serious injuries here, and he's in a lot of pain. This is somebody that's never had any issues with his shoulders before. Really healthy guy. He's then referred to an orthopedist and does about 6 months of physical therapy. And during that time, he has a couple cortisone injections. Things don't seem to be getting better, and the doctors discuss getting surgery. Although this is a difficult surgery, a rotator cuff surgery is a difficult surgery, and the rehab is not easy as well. And here he'd have to have two. So he did everything he could to stave off surgery. He continued with physical therapy. But unfortunately, his passion was golfing and bowling. And he couldn't do either because of these injuries. So he did the best he could under the circumstances and did some additional physical therapy. We got all the list of specials. We sent it into the defendant's insurance company, and the defendant's insurance company actually denied responsibility. And I'm saying, wait a second. We were struck in the rear. How is this possible? But they wanted to play games, so we filed the lawsuit, and I was able to take the 19-year-old's deposition. And in the deposition, she admitted that, quote, she lost control of her vehicle. So finally, the insurance company said, okay, you know what? We'll settle the case at the settlement conference. And they were able to tender their six-figure policy. So as in all of our cases, folks, we fight to the end to make sure our clients are satisfied with the settlement or verdict. So if you've been in any type of personal injury accident, call us, 410-363-6848. Do not go it alone. You'll be making a very big mistake. So that's it for this week, guys. Everybody stay safe on the roadways. It's slick. It's nasty. And stay warm. Sean, we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that. Great advice. Law offices, Michael A. Friedman. Check him out online, maflaw.com.
7:23 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We've had a look at the BW Parkway, Route 100, Arundel Mills, all the way down through Route 32 and 197. Again, it's about a carbon copy of everything else. The roadway is wet. The pace is good. Traffic is lighter, of course, because some folks still have the day off. Schools are closed as well. So we're making it without any big problem. Keep your sunglasses handy. Sun is up over the treetops in some areas now. So if you're south and eastbound with the glare from the snow, that could be a factor. And I'm sure you're getting a little spray from the roadway as well. Last check in and around the Beltway, which we just completed now. We're at Paring Parkway. All the lanes are open there. The pace is good. Looking at both the harbor tunnels, here comes a plow northbound from the tunnel on 895. He's going to be heading out to do a little work as you're getting up around O'Donnell Street. And just a quick check, all four lanes are open each way at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, if I'm standing on the beach in Ocean City, what treetops would I, facing east, what treetops would I see?
By the way, let me ask you a question. Why is it on Facebook that some people are still asking me for bail? I want me to know about bail. Why are you posting that crap? That's what I want to know.
Your wife did answer.
I know she did. I saw what she said. I'll deal with her later. I'll deal with you now.
Just amazing.
It really is.
It really is.
It's elder abuse.
And people are going to read that and go, he really did? He asked him for bail?
Yeah, because Sean Casey said so. Don't laugh, Bruce. Not for me.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. All right, Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, cold through the next couple of days. Right now, windy, 22 in Stevensville, on our way to 34 today, and right now, 19 in Dundalk.
It's 7:25 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More with Andy Harris, who now heads the Freedom Caucus in the U.S. House of Representatives. He says, yes, Donald Trump was elected with a mandate. We're going to pursue that mandate, but we're not going to do one big, beautiful bill. We're going to do two instead.
There are a group of us who support breaking it up into two pieces. The first piece, a very small border piece, where we give the president the monies that he needs to secure our southern border and start deporting illegal criminal aliens.
Now, again, Donald Trump has asked for one big, beautiful bill. The House is now saying, no, we're not going to give you one. We're going to give you two instead. And Harris says, here's the logic behind that decision.
This would be taking one little piece out, pass it quickly. The president needs appropriations in order to begin securing our southern border, you know, buying back the wall that this administration sold off, things like that. Yeah. The president needs some funds now, and that's the quickest way to do it. And that's the way, again, a group of us think we should do that, saving the large, big, beautiful bill till the summer, because it will take time to iron out.
Okay, now, here's my concern. The argument is, well, it took us a long time first time around. All you have to do is renew the bill. I mean, there's nothing all that complicated. You take a look at the tax bill that was passed 9 years ago and say, yeah, we're going to extend that
for
50 years.
There are other complicating factors like the salt issue, which New York is lobbying for, and Maryland and other blue states. That's they put the limit on. You could no longer deduct your state taxes on your federal tax. So that's a major issue for some of these states. So in order to get members of Congress, including Republicans, to sign off on anything, they're going to have to address that issue. I mean, again, legislation is not, it's ugly. It's right. Like making sausage. So they're going to have to address some of that. And that's what I'm saying. Why not be, why not have all your ducks in a row starting January 21? Have a bill ready to go as soon as Trump takes off, as soon as he's sworn in, and then the next day, get the border bill in, the reconciliation bill, and then as soon as you get that passed, do it lightning quick, then you can begin working on the financial bill.
Because you could do that. Why wait till the next day? That afternoon, man, as far as I'm concerned, the afternoon of the 20th, he walks over to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's sitting on his desk, the Resolute desk, and he says, yeah, okay, it's
cool by
me. Yeah, because
the new Congress is in session right now.
Yeah.
And Republicans control both houses, so what the hell are you doing now? Why are you waiting till January 20th?
And one thing that Andy Harris points out, and this is something you always wonder about Congress, but apparently they can, he says we can actually walk and chew gum at the same time.
You can actually work on both bills concurrently. It's, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time, although sometimes it doesn't seem that way in Congress. But we could do it, and we could deliver that tax package well before the end of the year. But we do have to get border monies and perhaps even national security monies in.
Here's the problem with that. I think you need the tax package no later than Memorial Day. I think you can't wait till the summer or fall or the end of the year. You can't wait. It has to be done by April or May at the latest in order for the American people to feel the effects of it by the midterms.
Absolutely.
729, Vinny Steele. And, of course, he's the real estate king. He really is. He can sell your home with a guarantee that once you both agree on the price and the time frame in which you want to sell your home, it'll sell. It's guaranteed to sell. And the reason why he can guarantee, it's not some secret. It's not some proprietary secret that he has. It's just that he has this database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now, today. And a lot of times what happens is we've had testimonials in the past that people have said their home was sat on the market for weeks, months, and in one case up to one full year. That's not going to happen with Vinny Steele. Once you list with Vinny, once you sign the contract, you both agree on that, your home is guaranteed to sell often within minutes or hours, not certainly days. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. That's 410-709-7515. At 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Governor Wes Boris says crews are continuing their work to clear the streets after the winter storm that dropped 3 to more than 8 inches of snow, depending upon where you were. During a Monday news conference, rather, he also encouraged Marylanders to prepare for the bitter cold temperatures and low wind chills that are expected in the coming days. Mayor Brandon Scott has updated the city's closures and delays as a result of the winter storm that left snow, icy conditions, and freezing temps across Baltimore. Mayor said Monday that the City Emergency Operations Center remains activated. The local state of emergency remains in effect. Mayor Scott says the Department of Transportation, snow crews, and contractors have been fully activated since 5 o'clock Sunday evening, and they continue around-the-clock operations to clear the roads. In the Baltimore County, by the way, they'll be operating on a delayed opening today with liberal leave and telework options in effect for non-essential employees. The Baltimore Health Department has extended their city's Code Blue Extreme Cold Alert through Saturday. The alert was extended due to the winter storm that brought several inches of snow to Baltimore and the surrounding area, including wind chills that are expected to drop now into the single digits for the next couple of days. And public schools across Baltimore and the area closed again in the aftermath of the winter storm that moved through the region. No classes in Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Hartford, and Howard counties. Many private schools are also closed or delayed, along with some area colleges and universities. And finally, Baltimore City police say they have arrested a suspect in the carjacking of a rideshare driver. Police were called to the 2400 block of West North Avenue about 2:40 Monday morning. They found the driver. He told officers he was assaulted by a passenger. When he got out of the car to escape, the suspect took off with the vehicle. Police located the vehicle in the 1700 block of Presbury Street, and the 20-year-old suspect was arrested after a short foot chase. 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massethorpe, Dubois.
all from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick three, lottery number 936. Pick 47980. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at 795 as you're coming down from 140 towards Franklin Boulevard, and then from there down to the Beltway. No issues right now. Again, the roadway conditions are damn pretty good shape right now. Traffic is moving just fine. Southbound with a little more volume there now within the last 25 to 30 minutes through there. The interstate lanes are open. All the major highways are clear. Back in Queenstown, this may be the second wreck this morning near the outlet center on 50 westbound. It's reportedly now in the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With all the snow that fell yesterday and the cold Arctic air that has moved in, it's going to be a cold stretch, not just today, but all week long. 34 the high today, 33 tomorrow. Still sunny, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Chesapeake Bay Boat Show is back January 10th through the 12th at the Maryland State Fairgrounds. Over 30 boat dealers, 300 boats on display, over 100 exhibitors, live music, and free parking. Visit the ChesapeakeBayBoatShow.com for tickets.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it truly was an historic season for the Ravens offense this year as they became the first team in NFL history to pass for 4,000 yards and rush for 3,000 yards. And despite all the attention and praise heaped on Lamar and Derrick Henry, none of this would have been possible without a stout front to pave the way. And that's where George Warhop comes in, the offensive line coach who was pressed into duty just days before the season began because of the untimely death of Joe Dallesandres. Here's head coach John Harbaugh on his longtime friend.
One of the all-time great, I think, O-line coaches, and in fact, he was available to me. It was a God thing, and it's worked out really well. But he's just done a great job. He's
Harbaugh has known Warhop for over 35 years, all the way back to their coaching days together at the University of Kansas under head coach Brian Gottfried. Harbaugh then went on to give us a little more inside football on the fraternity of offensive line coaches.
Those O-line coaches, you know, they tend to kind of, they stick together. They're called the Mushroom Club. You know, they say that they get shoved in the dark and they get fed crap, you know, like mushrooms. So they're the Mushroom Club. Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, it was Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. There's concern over the Steelers' slow start to games in their 4-game losing streak. Pittsburgh has been outscored 40-3 in the first quarter of games. Head coach Mike Tomlin was asked about it.
You know, that's a good question. Some of it had to do with some of the people that we played have done a nice job. Some of it has to do with us. Rest assured that we're working extremely hard to rectify it, and I'm excited about taking another whack at it this week.
Rest assured, no doubt. A sidebar to that, Ravens have outscored their opponents by an average of 23 points per game over the last four. Caps were on the ice last night in Buffalo. Took a tough one on the chin.
Near side for Carlson. Tried to get it in front. They score! Cronus in front of the net as the puck was thrown there.
Joe Beninati with the call on monumental. Alexi Protas' goal with about 5 minutes to play sent it to overtime, but the Caps fell in a shootout 4-3 to the Sabres. They'll host the Canucks tonight in D.C. The time now is 7:36. When we return, how much football is too much football?
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
So here's the question with the, and I actually enjoy it, but with the college football playoffs now being expanded, so now you've got the playoff tournament as opposed to before it was just the semifinal and the final.
Yep.
We've had football pretty much championship type football all throughout the month of December. But now it turns out that starting on Thursday night, we're going to have championship football 5 nights in a row.
Right.
Thursday night, we've got a college football semifinal, Penn State, Notre Dame. Friday night, we've got Texas and Ohio State. And then beginning on Saturday, we've got the NFL playoffs. Three games on Saturday, two games on Sunday, another game on Monday. Is this oversaturation, and does the sport of football in general run the risk of being oversaturated at this time of the year?
Yes.
No.
Bruce, why do you say yes?
Well, because I know that I'll be looking for other things to watch instead of college ball. I will be watching the Ravens game because I figure I have a wedding to go to. I think I can figure out a way of watching it on my phone during the ceremony.
okay, but yeah. It's oversaturation.
Yeah.
But are you going to watch it on
the
phone?
But at a wedding.
The college games, you know.
They're delivering what the viewers are demanding. Mm-hmm. They want more football. They want Netflix blew the measurements out off the charts on Christmas Day in the NFL.
Yeah.
And the college football ratings have been off the charts. And so if people weren't watching it, they wouldn't be putting it on television. Well, they're meeting a demand.
That's the key. You know, right now it's just the NFL that has game on streaming. Pretty soon it's going to be college that have game on streaming.
Right. And there's going to be money made.
Money, and then you're going to see a ton of college games on there.
I'll be watching Landon.
No, you'll be at the wedding.
Yeah, but you can do that on demand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of watching.
That's what I'll be demanding.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Bruce, I just out of curiosity, when you're at the wedding and you're watching the game, are you going to have an earpiece in so you can hear it also, or just watch?
Just watch.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd have an earpiece.
Yeah,
myself.
I would too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But apparently the earpiece is. Well, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
All right. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The Fed's erection 4-year anniversary was yesterday. And, of course, on Sunday, Chairman Joe wrote an op-ed in the Washington Compost, in which he said an unrelenting effort has been underway to rewrite, even erase, the history of that day, to tell us we didn't see what we all saw with our own eyes, to dismiss concerns about it as some kind of partisan obsession, to have split it away as protest that just got out of hand. In time, there will be Americans who didn't witness the J6 riot firsthand, but will learn about it from footage and testimony of that day, from what is written in history books, and from the truth we pass on to our children. We cannot allow the truth to be lost. And then he tried to tell his own version of the truth. The problem is, their version of the truth
isn't necessarily the truth.
Is not the truth. In fact, and I think we've won this argument. We've won this debate. Read the latest Julie Kelly piece, and you'll find out why. Because the vast majority of Americans believe that Trump did not incite an insurrection that day, and that Trump supporters did not attack or try to overthrow the government that day. There were some knuckleheads that did some things wrong and got out of hand, but this really, and when you look at it, the feds had an opportunity to protect the Capitol that day from Pelosi to Bowser to Mitch McConnell, and they failed to do so in their jobs.
Are you aware of what happened, what news came out of the Pentagon of this issue? They said that, yes, indeed, they delayed deployment of the National Guard. They simply said, no, don't go yet. Well, fine. So Donald Trump says, I'll give you like 20,000 National Guardsmen. And the Pentagon says, yeah, but maybe we'll send them the next day.
We don't like the
optics.
We
don't like the optics of this.
The View co-host Sonny Hostel made this comparison on The View yesterday.
I think we need to find moral clarity, you know, in this country. And I just remember after January 6th, you had someone like Mitch McConnell placing the blame on January 6th where it belonged, squarely on Donald Trump's shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started seeing people backtrack that and losing their moral center. You had Condoleezza Rice, I believe, on this very show saying, you know, we need to move on from January 6th. Mm-hmm. I say no. You don't move on because January 6th was an atrocity. It was one of the worst moments in American history. And when you think about the worst moments in American history, you know, like World War II, things that happened, you know, like the Holocaust, chattel slavery.
Oh, my God.
We need to never forget, because past becomes prologue if you forget any race. I want to ask you...
That's idiocy. That what happened on the 6th, look, it went bad, whatever it was. But only one individual died, no matter what their narrative is, and that was Ashley Babbitt.
No, four died that day.
Yeah.
Four people died that day. And that the atrocity she refers to, she doesn't mean to, but that is the atrocity. Ashley Babbitt was murdered that day, as was Roseanne Boylan, who was beaten with sticks by a D.C. Metro cop and trampled to death. And then you had Kevin Greeson and Ben Phillips also died that day when flashbang grenades were fired unprovoked into a crowd of people. So that's the atrocity. Your government, our government, killed four people that day. That's the atrocity, and that never had to, never should have happened. Never.
Yeah, and to equate that to the Holocaust, with 12 million people slaughtered, that's a reach, to put it politely.
Oh, it's beyond a reach. It's just that she is a and look, she did this before. She called it Kristallnacht. That was Trump's Night of the Broken Glass. So again, these people don't get it. They're not going to get it until they've been summarily defeated and completely conquered, and that'll be in the next phase of the Trump effect and the Trump agenda.
7:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM in 60 seconds. Choose your fake news. First, though, here he is once again. Know-it-all Johnson with traffic.
Thank you, Mr. Bruce.
Sure.
Good morning, once again. Miss, you as a
thank
service.
You. You're welcome, Mr. Know-it-all.
Now it's time for Mr. Know-it-all. Brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're at the Tidings Bridge. Yesterday, we had a big wreck here. It was all snow-covered. All kind of a big problem there. This morning, gusty winds. We can see the winds blowing down the Susquehanna and Whitecaps there. So the high-profile vehicles take it easy on the bridges around town, including the Bay Bridge. The wreck near Queenstown was near the Outlet Center Mall area. 50 westbound in that area near 301. That was blocking the left-hand lane. We made a quick tour, just kind of looking around. I-70 out around Howard County, Route 32, coming into Route 40, 83 up around Middletown Road towards the state line. All the lanes are clear. Good travel right now through there. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving today by checking your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive. They're at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny and dry today, but very cold next few days, and 34 for today's high. Right now it is chilly to start the day. 18 in Pikesville, 18 in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Our contestant today, Kurt in Edgewater.
Good deal.
Happy New Year, Kurt.
Good morning. I'm down here in D.C. You ought to see the Keystone Cops trying to can't get anywhere near the Capitol because of Jimmy Carter.
Oh, that's right.
I think they've got it blocked off from like the Capitol to the White House.
Yeah, it's a traffic nightmare. Yesterday you had the snow. Today you have the federal Carter
cops.
Holiday.
Keystone Cops.
All right, Craig, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after Don't Know Bo Diddley Whitaker.
Wow. Chuck, did you care to respond to that?
No. I think you should fire his writer.
Well,
Chuck, that's out of your Rolodex, Chuck.
That is a response.
Blind?
Yeah.
No. Well, then I'll sue him.
Oh, I see.
But he said he didn't want to respond, and then he responded.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a very sly way of saying.
You coerced me.
Okay.
I see.
That's right.
That's coercion. That's
Listen, Mr. Casey, I found a couple of trees for you, by the way, in Ocean City.
You want coercion?
Standing on the beach facing east, where would those trees be?
Somebody just planted one right there.
Right by the windmills.
Right off of Thrasher's French fries. Because I said it, so they said they went out and covered me. Just
right away.
Yeah,
right away.
I believe
it. And they said, by the way, tell Mr. Casey, kiss my ass at the island. No, I said that. I just made it up.
I know. It's very good.
Yeah.
That made the best thing you've made up in years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The speed of his intellect.
Wow.
Bruce, come back. Since I told you your head should be in a bigger box, I'm sorry.
Show it downhill from there. Story one.
That was a 606.
A Korean scientist has now invented the first AI chip implant for human brains. Scientist says he believes that we need to speed up human intelligence for the future. And he says the AI chip will be ready for its first implementation next year. He says that with the AI chip, a human brain can now compute at the speed of many high-speed computers. Story two, a Texas rapper named Too Low is in the news. After he accidentally fired his gun in the middle of an interview.
Oh.
He reached into his pocket and it went off.
Okay.
That's happened to Chuck before.
Yes, that's true.
Reaches into his pocket and something goes off?
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently you could see the flash blast through his pocket. Lucky nobody got hurt.
That's why I kept that extra underwear in the car.
That's right. That's story number three. Unaccompanied minors coming over the U.S. southern border and entering in the United States would now be asked for their pronouns and be able to identify as non-binary in new forms being issued by the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Story one, the first AI chip for human brains available next year in Korea. Story two, Too Low reaches into his pocket and fires off too many. And story three, you can now choose your pronouns while entering the U.S. All right, we'll start with Kristen this morning.
All right, well, I don't know if the AI chip would actually do all that, but I'm sure there's some scientist who's invented something who's claiming that. So I think number one could be probable, and number two sounds crazy enough to be probable. I'm going to say number three. I don't think they care about the pronouns because they're not tracking these people at all. So I say three.
All right, Kristen goes for story number three. Chuck?
She makes sense. I'll go with that.
Thank you. Oh,
Chuck goes for story three. Bruce?
Yeah, the AI chip, I think, is real. Too Low. I'm surprised he didn't actually hit his foot. I think that's a true story. And as far as their pronouns, they're ill and eagle. Yeah, so that's fake news.
You're going for story number three as well. And Kurt in Edgewater.
Chuck, you ain't fooling me. They're not underwear. They're pink panties.
No, stop it. You know you want to see it, you son of a bitch. You know you want to see it.
Number three.
Chuck did a stint with Sheriff Joe in one of his jails years ago.
Oh, yeah, back to that again. But I was bailed out by my wife.
She does keep a separate bail account.
Yeah. I came back.
She admitted to that on Facebook.
Yeah. He said, Chuck, why are you wearing that brassiere? So ever since my wife found it in the glove compartment.
Well, you got a little pouch, you know. I can't wear band lot anymore, so I got the man's ear on.
He's trying to deflect.
Yes, I think
I'm trying to deflect. Damn right I'm trying to deflect. I got three against one here, counting Alki.
Yeah, not me.
Not me.
Not Switzerland over there.
I'm not Switzerland.
Liechtenstein?
I'm on Chuck's side.
Oh, I see.
Somebody has to.
Yes, really.
Story
it's
one.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to
do it. The AI chip is our fake news story.
Really?
Sorry, Kurt. But you do get to come back and play again next week.
Oh, too bad.
Soon. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Snooker
gotta
today.
Get him the answer so he stays out of here more often.
All right. See you at a couple, 7:50. I've made that New Year's resolution to lose weight, to exercise more, to eat better, to feel better. Many of us have, and hopefully you're still sticking that New Year's resolution 7 days in. I think it's like sometime next week, by mid-January, is when most people abandon their New Year's resolutions. Well, Rescue Natural Supplements here to help you with our new health survey. Go to res-q.life, take the survey, about 5 minutes, and you'll find out. It'll help you define your goals and then tell you how you to meet your goals, because we have a number of supplements that are all natural. These are nutraceuticals, not pharmaceuticals, but nutraceuticals. They can help lower your blood pressure. They can help reduce your triglycerides and your cholesterol. They can help you fall asleep and stay asleep. They can help you to lose weight. They can help you, revitalize, would have more energy throughout the day without drinking all that caffeine, etc. So over 50 different supplements. So you just fill out the survey, and then there'll be some recommendations made for you as to which supplements you should consider. Up to you whether or not you want to take advantage of that and that opportunity, but here's what you do. res-q.life. Go there, fill out the survey, and the rest, of course, is very easy. res-q.life, and hopefully here's to a healthier and better you in 2025.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-
866-1120.
Get ready for WCBM Stake of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
I was still back thinking about what Sonny Hostin said, that what happened on J6 was as bad as World War II or slavery or the Holocaust. You think maybe that's a little bit of hyperbole? I don't know. She may have gone just a step or two too far on that one. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Mr. Anniversary Man himself, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the interloop might be a little bit slow. There was a report of a wreck on the interloop between I-70 and the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. It was backed up a little more solid than it was just about 10 minutes ago. Now it's getting better, so maybe it looks like it's corrected itself for the traffic in that area. I'm just going to look up at the camera at Liberty Road to see how they're doing up there. Yeah, they're moving through there, so it looks like it may have been a temporary situation that caused the backup. We're a little bit slow from I-70 on the interloop as you're heading up to Liberty Road, and then the pace is better, eventually up towards 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Chuck, many of our listeners would like to know what you bartered for Debbie's anniversary.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, really?
How's that for an answer?
I don't remember.
I don't. You don't remember her anniversary, or you didn't remember what you got for her?
I don't remember what just happened about 5 minutes ago. Did you play Choose Your Fake News?
Fair enough.
You notice how I'm trying to get out of this?
Yeah. Yes, you are. And I'll allow you to escape undetected.
Oh, what a guy you are. Why don't you go down the beach and look for your trees, son of a...
Well, the sun's now coming up over the treetops at the beach.
As you're looking east.
Right. Thank you, Chuck.
It came up over the treetops at Ocean City more than an hour ago, because they're way to the east of Baltimore City.
Oh, I see. That makes you the smart guy in the room.
That's right.
Sure, yeah. Of course it does, Bruce. Yeah. You question my thought.
He wants a bag of AI chips.
Yeah, I want a bag, all right.
All right, Chuck's in a couple. Sunny, dry, and cold today. 34 the expected high right now, Sunny. 19 in the city. It is 20 in Annapolis. Steve is in Reisterstown.
Morning, Steve.
Steve was in Reisterstown.
Could not hang with us.
He could not hang or dropped out of the cell.
Nancy Pelosi, she's a trip, man. She said that women are hesitant to run for office because people say mean things about them.
Over the years, when I was encouraging people to run for office, especially women, they would say, we could never take the abuse that you take. And that was really just abuse. It wasn't physical. It was criticism and the rest of that.
Oh.
And we don't want our children subjected to that.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah. I wonder if Margaret Thatcher would make that excuse.
Yeah.
And that somehow women are more delicate. This is Nancy Pelosi saying basically women are too delicate to run for office. Does that make any sense at all?
Women are known to be more, shall we say, ethical than men. And so when they go after women candidates, they go after their ethics. Mm-hmm. And they'll say this, that, and the other thing. And then the child comes home from school crying because somebody said a bad thing about mom mm-hmm. on TV.
And let me point out, by the way, I think she's absolutely right on this. If you take a look at the ethical standards of some of the more prominent women on the Democrat side, Hillary Clinton, for example,
yes.
The woman is nothing if not ethical.
Well, of course, and Nancy as well, with all of her yes. ethical trading inside of Congress.
It's that sense of ethics is the only thing that really keeps women involved in politics, according to Nancy Pelosi.
And the ethics of Ilhan Omar? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Marrying her brother to get into the country?
Well, in some cultures...
It's a different ethical standard.
There you go. You're judging their culture, Sean.
Yeah.
What a culture judger you are.
I'm a judge of the law. That's who we're supposed to be. A nation ruled by law, not by culture.
But Nancy Pelosi says, you see, women have proved, they've proved, because of some of the stats you and I just had, they're more ethical.
I think that women have proven that they are more ethical and that they are.
You really?
Okay.
How did that proof occur? I mean, truly. I mean, it's just, if I don't think women are more or less ethical than men. I think they're capable, more than capable, of serving an office. I can think of any number of women on the Democrat or Republican side who have proven their capabilities in the ring. But you know what? What would she expect? You're going to have a woman run for office? Maybe let's assume, for example, she's the oddball. She's crooked.
Yeah.
But the Republican candidate against her can't say anything nasty about it because her kids might hear?
She's never heard of Catherine Pugh or Marilyn Mosby.
Ethical standards just right up on the top.
Just to name a few.
Right up on the top. And by the way, because I know you made a comment on this the other day, Scott Jennings over at CNN, different topic, folks, been ready for the shift. I had some interesting things to say about Jimmy Carter.
He was a terrible president. That's why I lost in a landslide after his one term. And if it's possible, I think he was even a worse ex-president because of his meddling in U.S. foreign policy, because of his saddling up to dictators around the world, because of his views, anti-Israel views, and more than dabbling in anti-Semitism over the years. I think he was a guy who had a huge ego and believed that he was uniquely positioned to do all these things even after the American people had roundly and soundly rejected his leadership.
Yeah, even after the presidency.
Bingo.
He said that he was on the moral high ground and he could make these decisions and no one else was capable of making them, and now off to do something with Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, unreal. But he's absolutely 100% right. Stick with us, Ivan Bates, on what's driving down the homicide rate coming up at the top of the hour. But if you made that New Year's resolution to get your financial house in order, you might want to consider something that many of us worry about, and that is the money flow, the cash flow. If you're 62 years of age or older, own your home, you might be feeling strain of everyday expenses or monthly bills like mortgage payments, credit card debt, etc. Tough to enjoy that retirement you've worked so hard for when finances feel tight. So that's where my good friend Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answers, can help you out. Over 30 years of experience, Mark has guided countless number of homeowners, including WCBM listeners, to options that make life much more enjoyable. With Mark's help, you can eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, you can pay off credit card debt, and you can free up the cash for what matters the most, like traveling or helping family or simply just enjoying life without that burden and stress of money management. The best part, Mark makes the process simple. He answers all of your questions in English. No bank or finance speak, no pressure, just honest advice to help you decide if it's right for you. So call Mark right now. 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070, and take control of your finances and enjoy the retirement you deserve.
Coming up next hour, Kamala, yes, indeed. She had it handed to her yesterday, kind of fun to listen to.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The way things stand now, President-elect Trump's Friday sentencing in his New York criminal case will take place. Judge Juan Merchan rejecting the Trump legal team's request to put off sentencing while Mr. Trump appeals the verdict. And correspondent Julie Walker says this isn't the first Merchan ruling to go against the Trump team.
Last week, the judge denied Trump's bid to throw out his conviction and dismiss the case because of his return to the White House, but did signal he's not likely to sentence the Republican to any punishment for its conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records.
Mr. Trump is sounding off on the way the Biden administration is handling the presidential transition.
They're throwing everything they can in the way. They're giving out trillions of dollars in nonsense, in Green New Deal crap.
Mr. Trump tells the Salem Radio Network he plans to terminate many of Joe Biden's actions. Mr. Biden continues placing more real estate, hundreds of thousands of acres, off limits to oil and gas drilling. This is incoming President Trump vows to regain American energy independence and lower prices at the gas pump. Former President Carter makes one final trip to Washington, D.C., later today.
Carter's casket will be flown to the nation's capital this afternoon. The former president, who died last month at age 100, will lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Members of the public will be able to pay their respects at viewings tonight and again for a 24-hour period beginning tomorrow morning. On Thursday, Carter's funeral will be held at Washington's National Cathedral before a private burial in Georgia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Snow has stopped falling. Now bitter cold settling in across the central and eastern U.S. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 94 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right. The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the inner loop is completely back to normal. There was a minor wreck between Windsor Mill Road and Security Boulevard. Had it slowed up just a bit. All gone. Everybody's back to normal now, heading up eventually towards Liberty Road. The rest of the Beltway is doing fine. A couple of things now. Howard County, there may be a closure with a wreck, and this is one of the side roads. So, again, this could be a factor with the weather from earlier yesterday. Cedar Lane near Route 32 may be blocked. Could be a vehicle off the roadway there. There's a report of a minor wreck. I haven't seen it, but it's reported on Route 29 northbound at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With all the snow that fell yesterday and the cold Arctic air that has moved in, it's going to be a cold stretch, not just today, but all week long. 34 the high today, 33 tomorrow. Still sunny, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Man, it's cold outside. Right now, Aberdeen has 18 degrees and Ellicott City, 19 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore City Police say they've arrested a suspect in the carjacking of a rideshare driver. Police were called to the 2400 block of West North Avenue at about 2:40 Monday morning, where the driver told the officers he'd been assaulted by a passenger when he got out of his car. To escape, the suspect took off of the vehicle. Police then located the vehicle in the 1700 block of Presbury Street, and the 20-year-old suspect was arrested after a short foot chase. Suspect taken to central booking and charged. Police looking for the suspect who stole around $80,000 worth of copper piping from Baltimore School during a snowstorm. Copper was stolen from Yorkwood Elementary School in northeast Baltimore, leaving the building without heat or water. According to Fox 45, work crews responded to the school Monday to assess the damage, and the repairs were reportedly take several days. Police say their investigation is ongoing. A new Gonzales poll shows that most Marylanders who were surveyed approve of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor. According to the Gonzales poll, 61% of Maryland voters approve and 28% disapprove of the job that the current governor is doing. And Baltimore County offices will be open on a delay this morning due to the winter storm, and liberal leave will be in effect for employees. Meanwhile, most public schools in the metropolitan area are closed in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Carroll, Harford, Howard, etc., etc. So you got the kids home for one more day. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number from last night was 936. Your pick 4, 7980. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410 410- 866-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
In a season of many stories the Ravens have authored this year, the turnaround of the defense may have been the most important of them all. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says there are multiple reasons for that turnaround, but the biggest is clearly the Dean Pease effect.
I've seen a tremendous sea change in some of the things that they're doing over the second half of the year. It looks very familiar. We talked about Dean Pease, man, and his inclusion in their efforts and how it has impacted their efforts, and it's very evident to be quite.
Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says the key was staying the course and belief.
Stick to your guns, not panic, don't overreact, don't bite, like what you were saying, a lot of talk that was coming from the outside. Don't really bite on that. Stay confident. Believe in one another.
Here are the numbers. Through the first 10 games of the year, Baltimore was dead last in the league in pass defense and were allowing 25 points per game. Over the last 7 games, the Ravens, first in the league in pass defense, allowing 15 points per game, which was also the least in the league. What a turnaround. Off the field, the Bears have asked the Ravens permission to speak with offensive coordinator Todd Monken. This according to the NFL Network. Chicago has also asked the Cowboys permission to talk with Mike McCarthy. The Los Angeles Chargers looking to bulk up their running back situation with the injuries to both Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. Will sign Ezekiel Elliott, formerly of the Cowboys, pending a physical. And finally, in the what can possibly go wrong department, before the season began, Jaguars franchise owner Shad Khan proclaimed, "This is the best team assembled by the Jacksonville Jaguars ever." Well, yesterday, the best Jaguars team ever fired Super Bowl winning head coach Doug Peterson as the Jags finished 4-13. Coming up at 8:35, remembering the oldest living Olympic medal winner. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, and this is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number here on the Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the right choice for Maryland, 99.9 FM in Harford County. Coming up in this hour, we got Biden's angry farewell.
Wow. Yeah.
Scorched Earth Society. Kamala's screws up the pledge, among other things.
Yeah.
And Ivan Bates weighs in on what's driving down the homicides. But stay tuned, because you're reporting this poll that's out.
Yeah, the Gonzales poll.
Yeah. Well, there's other parts of the poll that should be mentioned.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Like how many Marylanders oppose any kind of tax increase at all, and also who the next hypothetical matchup could be for governor in 2026.
Yeah, but by the way, one of the things that Pat Gonzales did was he said, if the election were held again today, who'd win? And it comes out pretty much the same.
It does, but yeah, it does. You'll have to wait to hear who the contestants will be.
Hey, listen, can I mention something, by the way, because this is something we talked about in the break. Folks, the F-bomb has dropped a fair bit in the show. One of the best shows on TV right now is Landman.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's just spectacular.
It was really. Billy Bob is. He was not nominated for a Golden Globe, surprisingly.
He's exceptional. But the woman who plays his wife,
like Allie Larder.
Wow.
Yeah, just
she's
incredible.
A force of nature.
But because Taylor Sheridan, who writes all these, Yellowstone.
He writes everything on TV.
1883, 1923, Tulsa King. He did the Tom Clancy movie, Without Remorse. He's all over the place. He just does incredible work. Lioness is another. If you haven't watched Lioness, that's an incredible
series.
But he tends to write from a center-right perspective, and that's why I hate him in Hollywood. All right, Scott, Brandon Scott, the mayor, likes to take credit for the GVRS because now we're down to 201 homicides for 2024. It was 261 the year before that. It's the lowest it's been in about, 13, 14 years now. And so that is good news. We're heading in the right direction as far as homicides. But what is the cause? What is driving that data down? That is the interesting thing. And Scott likes to credit the work of his Group Violence Reduction Strategy, or GVRS. The problem with that argument is it's only been in the Western District for most of the last year or so. It is expanding to other districts. He has plans to expand it citywide, but the reductions are happening now before GVRS has been expanded citywide. So I don't think it's GVRS. And Mackenzie Frost over at Fox 45 sat down with Ivan Bates, City State's attorney, to talk about what some of the changes might be. And one of those is in the City State's attorney's office.
We went from having 141 attorneys when I first came through that door, and you were there with me back then, to 185 right now. They're getting convictions, and the morale has changed dramatically.
Yeah, again, the City State's attorney's office, no longer no Marilyn Mosby. And, of course, you got a U.S. attorney in Eric Barron, who also is a good partner. And he was asked about, well, how was the morale of those in public safety? How should the public feel and the people in your office feel about your approach?
It's the most important aspect of public safety in the city. When I was a defense attorney, my clients could care less about an arrest because they knew they were going to come home. They don't mean the criminal element. They don't want to be held accountable and go to jail, to prison. You know, if people don't have to change, they won't. And going to prison forces an individual to change that behavior.
Yeah. A whole lot.
Still to come, Bates weighs in on plea deals and what he says is the reason why the homicide rate is dropping dramatically.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Today is Chuck's anniversary. We take special note of that. Note taken. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The junction downtown right here, 95 Russell Street, 395, all is well. Conditions are good. Traffic's still a little bit lighter than usual. Sun's up, so that's helping out, drying out the roadways just a bit. State highway crews are still working. Some areas clearing the shoulders, and we'll be getting out onto some of the secondary roads, which still had a problem. Case in point is this wreck near Columbia. Cedar Lane is closed between Route 32 and Owen Brown Road. And again, that could be related to some ice or some snow on the roadway. And again, that's a secondary road, so that would be a problem through there. The wreck near the outlet mall at the Queenstown Center, that has now been cleared on 50 westbound, and we're good through Annapolis with all the lanes open at the Bay Bridge and a good trip all the way across towards the ramp at I-97. It's just fun to watch the camera at the Severn River Bridge is upside down. Very entertaining. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, I happen to see that high-speed pursuit in Tampa.
Yes, that was nice.
Was 110 miles an hour?
Wow. Got up to 140 at one point.
And then they did the pit maneuver. I didn't see the end result. What happened to the guy in the car that they did the pit maneuver on?
The last thing you see in the shot is both the guys in the car. One, the driver is trying to climb out the back window. The passenger had his hands up, and that was the end of that, because the troopers had the dogs out. And
yeah, but at that speed, you do a
they didn't turn over. I was surprised.
Yeah, I was shocked that it didn't turn over.
They backed into a guardrail on the other side of the road. They went from the right side. They completely turned around and backed in to the guardrail. By that time, they had scrubbed off a lot of the speed of skidding, of course. But the looks on their faces were like, oh, yeah, okay, you got us. Yeah.
What vehicle were they driving?
I don't know.
It was a typical sedan.
Yeah, it was a Ford.
So it wasn't. It wasn't a high powered.
No.
It wasn't a V12 Bentley, for example.
No. But they got up to incredible speeds. Yeah, just
wow. State police are funny. I always say, on my reports down here, I said if you're going from Brooksville to Gainesville, which is 90 miles, takes normally at 70 miles an hour, takes about 80 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
I said some of you will be there in 35 minutes, and the black and tan will be waiting for you.
Exactly.
All right, Chuck. Thanks. See you in a couple. Sunny, dry, and cold today. 34 right now. 19 and sunny in Columbia. It's 19 in Bel Air. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:16. Time once again for us to head to the big top to see exactly which loon has lost it. to find out which clowns will be hopping out of the Democratic clown car. Please grab your seats, focus on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and this is charming, folks. Although yesterday, the election was certified by the House of Representatives, and we will appear to be having Donald Trump as the president coming up very, very shortly, there are still those on the left who think, in the world in which they live, that the president, as of January 20th, is going to be Kamala Harris.
Trump coming out and calling for a rally with his supporters January 19th, one day before the inauguration. Why would you need to do that the day before you are supposedly being inaugurated the 47th president? He wants those people here in town for when it becomes even more evident than it already is that under 14th Amendment Section 3, he cannot be sworn in. He's done. He knows it. He's known it for a while. Only thing is, they're ready for you this time, dude.
Yeah, dude, we're ready for you this time. President Kamala is waiting in the wings. And then there's this keen observation from another TikToker.
So the rumor mill is abuzz that J.D. Vance is actually working to turn state evidence. Now, this is just a rumor, okay, rumor. But I just wanted to say, hot damn. I'm telling you, I felt, if it's true, I don't know, we don't know if it's true, but I wouldn't be surprised because who's seen J.D. Vance in, like, since the election? Yeah. It's getting wild out here, man. Wild West timeline. Crazy. All right.
So again.
See what happens.
That's right. Yeah, just,
just saw him Friday.
January 20th.
Saw him Friday, right before he had, then he had sinus surgery, I think.
Yeah.
But he was there on Friday.
Sinus surgery or president surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know for sure.
Wow. Lunatics!
Wonder where they're going to be interred, or actually captive, following January 20th when they realize they've been living in a fantasy world.
With Kathy Griffin.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Talk Radio 680 WCBU, it's 819. Still to come between now and Kim Klasick Live at 9 o'clock this morning. We have Biden's angry farewell and Biden kind of falling apart as he's about to leave office as well. And Kamala, you got to admire somebody who, well, maybe it's because she raised in Canada, but she can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance without screwing that up.
Yeah. We're talking about Ivan Bates, City State's Attorney, sitting down with Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost about the big difference, why the drop in homicide rates from well over 300 to 261 in 2023 to 201 last year, and who knows where we go from here. But one of the things that was pointed out is between 2021 and 22, there were over 2,000 felony gun cases, and nearly 800 of those were dismissed. 650 of them were pled down, and 800 cases resulted in jail time, according to the data provided by the city state's attorney's office. And Bates' contention that these plea deals that they were cutting hurt the cause.
We realized if you're an individual that was committing a murder, charged for murder, or a murder victim, looking at their record, there were a couple charges that we saw consistently that were null prior or pled down. And that was, one, you were a felon in possession of a handgun, i.e. a repeat violent offender, or you were had drugs and you had a gun that to protect your drugs, i.e. handgun drug trafficking. What's important, both of those offenses carry 5 years without the possibility of parole. Means they must go to jail. There is no plea bargain. However, we realized the state's attorney's office was not calling those counts, even though the police were arresting and charging them, and they were pleading them to lesser offenses to give probation, or they were null pros in those cases.
Yeah, so these are, again, repeat violent offenders in many cases.
Yep.
They pleaded these cases down so they didn't do the automatic five on the gun charge. So that's Marilyn Mosby's office for you folks.
Yep.
And so Mackenzie Frost did pop the question about Mayor Scott's GVRS.
Is that really what has driven down the level of homicides in the city?
No, not at all. I know the mayor thinks this, but once again, I think unfortunately it's his inexperience and understanding the way the criminal justice system really works. We looked at the numbers, and in looking at the numbers, we realized over a 3-year period, the GVRS Group Violence Reduction Strategy, they've serviced 201 people in terms of giving them services. I can tell you, 200 people is not enough to make that substantial change.
Yeah. No, of course it isn't. And it's, as I said, it's not citywide yet. So what's the cause? What is the reason why, according to the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, that we've seen a dramatic decrease in the number of homicides in the city?
What we're saying is you're a repeat violent offender. We're sitting individuals down for a short period of time in the overall span of their life, but we're doing it with the message to say change your activities or else. Next time you come home, we're going to send you across the street to the feds. You can get 10, 12 years for those for a gun. Put the guns down. I don't like sending people to jail. However, I really hate, it breaks my heart when I have to talk to a mother or a father who's lost their child.
Yeah.
I would much rather stop that process, and that's why we're doing what we're doing in the state's attorney's office.
Remember when former Commissioner Kevin Davis said, "We know where the trigger pullers are."
Yeah,
that is
so they go get them.
Yeah, that is a reference to repeat violent offenders, and he wasn't getting any help in the city state's attorney's office. First it was Greg Bernstein, then it went off to Marilyn Mosby, and Marilyn Mosby was an absolute disaster. And now Ivan Bates comes in and normalizes this thing. Ivan Bates is doing his job. Ivan Bates is doing what he should be doing, and that is along with the partnership of U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. Along with others, you got ICE that's helping out. You got the federal, you got the ATF, the DEA, etc. It's not GVRS that is responsible for this. But you have people doing their jobs in the U.S. Attorney's Office and the city state's attorney's office. That's the reason why homicides are down.
Chuck Whitaker now. It's 8:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who is all in favor of law and order, so much so that he has his lawn mowed twice a week to keep it in order. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Just wow.
That's all I can say.
Just wow.
The Interloop at Greenspring just saw a van that dumped a bunch of snow on a bunch of cars behind him. You know they're ticked off.
Yes.
Didn't clean the roof off that van. Snow just went everywhere. But, that's going to happen every once in a while. Roadway conditions are good, and we're fine right there in Greenspring. The Parkville side looks good. We've had no problems at all for the traffic moving on the west side. And looking at it live here between I-70 and Route 40, the beltway down around the BW Parkway over towards I-97, the lane's clear. There's a road closure in Howard County. This wreck is on a side road. And again, we said some of these roads until they can get to everything. Cedar Lane is a problem between Route 32 and Owen Brown Road. City Fire just pulling up to report of an alarm in a building on 34th Street in the northeastern part of the city. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chuck, the I-team has done a little research, and we have found the following dinner reservations have been made in the name of several different names, let's put it that way. Several different aliases. We have one at Eddie V's. I'm sure you know where that is.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
One at Burns.
Okay.
Under Charles Johnson. We have one at the 1200 Chop House under Chuck in the Box.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we've, again, are you like spreading these around town just in case?
Spreading a lot of things, Mr. Casey. I do believe you're on Google once again looking to see what restaurants are available in Brooksville, Florida.
That is not the case at all.
Aren't all in Brooksville.
I can attest to that. That is not the case at all.
But you know Burns, so you're going to come up with that's an easy one for you.
That is an easy one.
You've got to get the other ones.
He was not on Google. As to whether or not he was on Yelp, I can't say.
Yeah.
Listen, one liar and the other one swears to it. Or swells to it, either one.
Or smells to it, whatever.
That's right.
Yeah, either one. That little bit, that last
one. Are you taking your lovely bride out for your anniversary?
We are going to lunch today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good.
For lunch, that's nice.
Right.
Yeah, for lunch. That's right, because this anniversary is the lunch anniversary.
Yes.
Start with, sometimes early on. It's
so
like
romantic.
Dinner. Yeah.
Lunch.
Well, as you well know,
lunch anniversary.
Early risers like I am, we can't go out at night, late at night.
Really?
During the week.
Really?
Yeah. You can't walk in front of a mirror either.
That's nice.
There was a Coca-Cola truck, by the way, on the outer loop at I-97, spraying snow all over the drivers behind him. Way to go, Coke.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck.
All right.
Weather channels, it's sunny, dry, and cold today. 34 is the expected high. And, yeah, it's going to be bitterly cold over the next several days. So keep that in mind as you head out to go to work or school already today. Right now, sunny, 21 in Parkville. Don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page as well. Of course, it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. So we were talking about Ivan Bates doing the job. I want to get to this poll, the Gonzales poll. So in this poll, Marylanders, now we're talking about the $3 billion budget deficit, which the Maryland General Insane Asylum begins to tackle tomorrow as the 90-day session begins. I want you to listen to these this number. In this poll of 800-some registered voters, and to me, this is pretty significant. 75% of voters oppose increasing either sales, income, or property taxes to deal with the deficit, according to the poll, which asked about all three options individually. Increasing the sales tax had a slightly higher support than the others. But 75% said no. Okay, so voters, pay attention here now. Okay, you're putting these people in that have done nothing but raise taxes for years, for decades. Yet you're telling a pollster that you, three-quarters of Maryland, are opposed to this. And this coming out, I just got a 33% increase in my property taxes. Marylanders all over the state are getting hammered with this new one. And you're telling people that we don't want this. We don't. They don't close the budget deficit. Don't. They're saying they'd rather see they'd rather do with less government services than tax increases.
Yeah,
that's what Marylanders are saying. But you've picked the wrong party to lead Annapolis to head up the job. So I'm wondering if any of this. Now, see, this is where it comes to messaging for Republicans. You need to have smart Republicans, Republicans that are out there pointing out this nonsense, not saying, oh, we could just slow the spending or spread it out over 14 years for the blueprint for the future. No, that's not going to cut it. Marylanders are saying it doesn't get
your votes. You do that, it doesn't say, oh, I'm going to vote Republican because of their stance on this. It says, I can vote for a Democrat or Democrat light.
Right. You know? Yeah. Well, you're not going to get it with Democrat light.
That's right.
And now to the Democrat and Democrat light choice, the new poll out for the next gubernatorial race, which would be in 2026. If the election were held today between Governor Moore and a certain rotund rhino Republican who ran for Senate recently, Lockdown Larry, 52% would pick Moore, 38% would pick Hogan. That's very similar to the recently 55-43 that also Brooks versus Hogan. So I hope Larry Hogan gets the message that it's over. You're done. We just don't want to see you anymore in the state of Maryland.
Stick a fork in, Larry.
Yeah. Let's get some new blood, shall we? New leadership and some principled ideas on opposition party to the Democrats have been dominating this state, now hold a supermajority in the General Insane Asylum. It's 8:30. Time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Governor Wes Boris says the crews are continuing their work throughout the state to clear the streets following the winter storm that dropped 3 to more than 8 inches of snow in the state, depending on where you happen to be. During the Monday news conference, he also encouraged Marylanders to prepare for the bitter cold temperatures and low wind chills that are expected to come in the next couple of days. The state remains under an active state of emergency as forecasters track a storm that could bring more snow to the region this weekend. Mayor Brandon Scott has up update of the city's closures and delays as a result of the winter storm that left snow, icy conditions, and freezing temps across Baltimore. Mayor said Monday the City Emergency Operations Center remains activated. The local state of emergency remains in effect. Mayor Scott says the Department of Transportation, snow crews, and contractors have been fully activated since 5 o'clock Sunday evening, and they continue around-the-clock operations to clear the roads. Baltimore Health Department has extended the city's Code Blue extreme cold alert through Saturday. The alert was extended due to the winter storm that brought several inches of snow to Baltimore to drop into the single digits for the next couple of days with a wind chill. That's going to be brutal. The Mayor's Office of Homeless Services has declared a Code Purple winter shelter activation. That'll be in effect until Saturday as well. And those of need of emergency shelter should call the Baltimore City Shelter Hotline. And public schools across Baltimore again closed today in the aftermath of that winter storm that moved through the region. Again, no classes. Baltimore City, and Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Cecil, Hartford, and Howard counties. It's 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Lottery last night, your pick 3 was 936. Your pick 4 is 7980. And now it's 833 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
JFX with the lanes open. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. No issues there this morning. Both sides of the roadway are clear and still fairly quiet. A lot of folks still have the day off today. Maybe a little more traffic tomorrow through the area as we get a little more back to normal. I-97 for the traffic moving south through New Cut Road, Benfield Boulevard. Again, the roadway conditions there are good. The sun is out. That's helping with that drive, and it's still clear. It was a little busy just south on I-97 going into the bright sunshine after the bridge at 178. The road closure in Howard County still there. It's a local accident. Cedar Lane is affected just off the intersection at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
With all the snow that fell yesterday and the cold Arctic air that has moved in, it's going to be a cold stretch, not just today, but all week long. 34 the high today, 33 tomorrow. Still sunny, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. One of the biggest criticisms the Ravens took after their AFC Championship loss to the Chiefs last year was abandoning the running game too soon. Ravens did fall behind by 10 points at the half, but still plenty of time remaining, and they ended up running the ball only 6 times in the second half. Now, with Derrick Henry, it would be hard to imagine a repeat of that in the game against Pittsburgh. Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's great to have a great back. You know, I mean, he's obviously running really hard and really physical and downhill. I think our guys are blocking well. And
meanwhile, it's interesting to note that until Henry's big game against the Steelers in Baltimore, the King had not had much success against Pittsburgh. Henry ran for 162 yards in that game, but in 5 previous, averaged just 62 per game against the Steelers. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin offered this on the King.
He's a big guy. He wears away at you over the course of the game. He's capable of breaking one late. I think he broke a 50-yarder on us late. He broke a big one just the other day late. He plays an attrition game while at the same time is capable of being a home run hitter.
Injury update on Zay Flowers. The Ravens' leading wide receiver listed as day-to-day with a knee. Harbaugh was pretty tight-lipped about the situation, offering nothing more than that. College basketball, it's a big week in College Park. The 8th-ranked Maryland women with a chance to earn a marquee win tomorrow night when 4th-ranked USC comes to Xfinity Center for an 8:30 tip. Last program win over a top-10 team came on December 1st of 2022 when the Terps went on the road and beat number 7 Notre Dame 74-72. And then the men take the floor Friday night as they host UCLA. Terps trying to shake off a 2-game road losing streak at Washington and Oregon, games in which Maryland frittered away second half leads in both. The time now is 8:36 when we return the true meaning of a sports legend.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
All right, so the true meaning of a sports legend, right? When we think of sports legends, like, who do we think of? Guys like, you know, Babe Ruth.
John Unitas. Brooks.
Michael Jordan. Brooks, right, these guys. All great stories, right. all great sports. How about this? Agnes Coletti, a Holocaust survivor and the oldest living Olympic medal winner, just passed away at the age of 103. She was born in Budapest, Hungary. She overcame the loss of her father and several relatives in the Holocaust to win 10 Olympic medals in gymnastics, including 5 golds for Hungary in the 1952 Helsinki Games and the 1956 Melbourne Games.
Wow.
Her career was interrupted by World War II and the cancellation of 2 Olympics, 1940 and 44. And because of her Jewish ancestry, Coletti went into hiding in the countryside, survived by assuming a false identity after working as a maid, and she was rescued by Raoul Wallenberg, the famed Holocaust rescuer. All of this to overcome and become a 10-time Olympic medal winner and a 5-time gold.
That is an incredible
story.
That
is a sports legend.
That is.
Just passed away at the age of 103, the oldest living surviving medal until her passing.
All right, may she rest in peace. That's just a great story. Thanks, Gary.
Appreciate that.
8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Kim Klasick coming up at the top of the hour.
We all know the Pledge of Allegiance. I would imagine most of us do at any rate. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and so forth and so on.
Well, now you're going to be forced to repeat the whole thing.
No, I know the whole thing, but apparently the vice president does not know the whole thing.
Please join me in pledging allegiance to our flag. Pledge allegiance to the United States of America.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. You just can't make it up. She forgot the flag of the, and just simply went right on to the United States of America, which, you know, it's embarrassing, but not horribly embarrassing.
Reader's Digest version.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, cut off the margins. However, when she was passing out congratulations to the people that she had just sworn in as senators and congresspersons, that's part of what she had to do yesterday, she went to, it's the husband of a new representative from, I think, Iowa, if I recall correctly. And I have to describe the scene. She came up to him and offered her congratulations. He looked up, said thank you, and looked back down. Her hand was still extended, waiting for him to shake the hand.
Thank you so much for your work. Thank you. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That's it.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, so a classic.
Was it an intentional snub?
No, actually, she wasn't aware of the surroundings. He's holding a Bible in his left hand and a cane in his right hand, leaning on the cane.
Right.
So he had no hand to give. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, just stand up. Come on, fella. I mean, she's getting ready for a run 4 years from now. She's going to be running as the female Joe Biden, which is very encouraging for all of us. And now, if you talk about Joe Biden, you know, we forget the words, the national anthem. Ever been at a birthday party with somebody you really know and you really like, and you sing happy birthday to him, and you forget the guy's name?
Happy birthday!
God bless him.
I just, I love that. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And then he began the lies. This is in talking with incoming members of the U.S. House. It's lie after lie after lie. Now, Sean, 47 years ago, have you ever heard of Vladimir Putin? He was working as a secret agent then.
Yeah, it was a KGB.
He was a KGB over in Russia. Well, for all of us, but not for Joe.
I've known Putin for over 47 years, met with him many times.
You enormous liar.
I remember when I met with him in the off period between the time that we were elected and before we were sworn in. Just after his sworn in early February.
Okay, Joe, first of all, you've not known him for 47 years. Secondly, if you're going to tell a story like that, at least get the facts in your mind as you see them. You know, the month, the date, it doesn't really matter because we know you're lying anyhow. And then, of course, remember all the teachings he did when he was a college professor? None is the answer to that, except in Joe's mind.
36 years ago, for 36 years, I was a United States Senator. Everything's possible. Everything's possible. Our freedoms, our rights, our liberties, our dreams, and the work of our democracy falls to every generation of Americans to earn it. I used to say that, earn it. I taught it, and I knew it was true, but I never felt it.
Okay. I have no idea what's going on in that guy's brain as he's saying those words out loud.
Maybe he means he was teaching it in his head.
It must be. Now, this is perhaps the most embarrassing soundbite from a sitting president that I've ever heard in my entire life.
The end result of all this is, in my career, I have been asked to do the eulogy of the most incredibly different people. Sean Fleming had an illegitimate child with a black woman. But know what he said? He said, I should have never said what I said about, you know, all those folks just got out of trees not long ago like monkeys.
Yeah. Joe, filter. Filter, filter.
Wow.
Filter. Wow. I mean, it's, wow. How the hell did he get there from trying to tell these congresspeople you have a challenge ahead of you to talk about doing a eulogy at Strom Thurmond's funeral and then relating that horrible story from Strom Thurmond, who had a child with a black woman, by the way. You just got to wonder. I mean, Jan 20 cannot come soon enough. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of an accident just popped up northbound 95 in the area of the Fort McHenry tunnels, just looking at the south side, and it looks okay there. And then I started to look on the other side, looking up around the toll plaza area northbound. I don't see it. Doesn't mean it's not there, but if it's there, it's not causing any major problems right now. The traffic northbound coming out of the tunnel and the traffic on the south end coming into the tunnel from Key Highway looks okay. But heads up, if you're northbound, there's a report of a minor wreck maybe as you're coming out of the tunnel on the northbound side. Cedar Lane in Howard County still closed. Local accident there. We said some of these side roads still could be a little bit tricky today as they finally get to them, start to clear them out. This wreck closing Cedar Lane between Owen Brown Road and Route 32. City Fire at the scene of an incident. I think they might have had a small fire, but now they're saying there's some ice because of the water on the roadway, 3400 block of Park Heights Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Well, the channel says sunny, dry, and very cold today. And for the next several days, 34 for the high today, back down into the teens tonight. Pretty much the same for, again, Wednesday and Thursday. Next chance for snow could happen on Saturday. It's sunny and 21 in Severn, 22 in Middle River. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
So you never know what's going to happen when you get that honey-do list, right? A guy in Illinois was redoing his parents' bathroom when he ripped out some drywall and found an old Christmas gift in the wall with his name on it.
You're kidding.
They apparently hid it in 1978 from the child who was apparently liked to snoop around for his Christmas gifts and forgot. Here's Tim King discovering his long-lost Christmas gift.
All right, so we're redoing this bathroom for my parents. This is inside the wall. And look what I find. That's my Christmas present.
Turns out it was a set of toy planes called Thunder Jets that Matchbox made.
Yeah, I remember those.
Many moons ago.
Yes. Probably collector's value now.
You just never know. You know, you do so much wrapping, and you had to hide the gifts from the kids, and that was one that just got away from them.
Great story. True story. A friend of mine, who is, among other things, helps his friends do some remodeling, was remodeling a 1800s home. This is in Virginia. And they wanted to open up the area under the staircase from the kitchen going upstairs in one of these houses with two staircases. So he pulled off the wall that they had put in. Behind the wall, he found a complete Confederate uniform, the rifle, all the kit, everything.
Wow.
So a Confederate soldier had come back and said, I'm not getting rid of it because the South will rise again.
Right.
Put it in there, and they walled it in. It had been there since around 1865.
Jeez.
It's amazing.
That is, yeah. What did they do with it?
Actually, his friend, whose home it was, then gave him one of the elements and kept the rest. I don't know what his friend did with it.
Yeah. They think that they'd see who it belonged to and maybe donate it to a museum. Well, okay.
Yeah.
You can't even put it in museums anymore, right? By the way, back to the Fed's erection of yesterday, the 4-year anniversary. The Biden DOJ has brought charges in the last couple of weeks. 200 more J6 cases in the last minute to throw a wrench in Trump's pardon plans. They're basically trying to sabotage the incoming Trump administration by charging more of these J6 cases. Chuck Schumer savaged. Now, for lashing out at Trump for considering the J6 pardons, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, that I believe that anybody that just walked in is convicted of a misdemeanor should be pardoned completely.
If they're still behind bars, yeah, let them go.
If they committed an act of violence or if they hit a police officer or stole or vandalized, then they should have their sentence commuted. But Chuck Schumer had the gall to get up there and say, quote, it's utterly shameful the president-elect is considering pardons for J6 rioters, pardoning criminals who waved Confederate flags, donned Nazi symbols, assaulted police officers, and tried to halt the democratic process would be a dangerous endorsement of political violence. It's wrong and it's reckless. Not a single word was spoken when Joe Biden commuted the sentences of 37 death row inmates.
Or when he truly horrible things.
Or when he pardoned his son Hunter for gun violations, gun felonies. Not a single word was said by Chuck U. Schumer. Merrick Garland told a whopper of a lie yesterday as he defended the J6 prosecutions ahead of the Trump certification. Garland said, quote, on this day 4 years ago, police officers were brutally assaulted while bravely defending the U.S. Capitol. They were punched, tackled, tased, and attacked with chemical agents that burned their eyes and skin. Today I'm thinking of the officers who still bear the scars of that day and the loved ones of the 5 officers who lost their lives in the line of duty. Not a single officer died on J6 2021. Not one. There was an officer, Brian Sicknick, who died the next day, apparently complications of a stroke that he had. And then there were other officers who committed suicide for whatever reason. But there's the Attorney General of the United States, the top law enforcement officer in the country, lying. He is the disinformation czar.
Yeah.
Lying directly to the American people about what happened that day. Completely ignored the 4 Americans who were brutally murdered by Capitol Police and by others that day. Just incredible. And still to come, of course, we got Joe Biden's scorched earth strategy coming up next. And also still to come this week, we're going to take a look at the Oversight Committee's report on J6, and the pipe bomb. Wait, I don't know if you've read the report yet.
No, but apparently they're just now releasing the video.
Now the FBI is releasing the video 4 years later. But this report is very, very damning of the Secret Service and the FBI. We'll get to that here in a moment. It's 8:50, 10 minutes before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, listen, you've been hearing me talk about rescue supplements for years. Well, Rescue Natural Supplements has launched a free personalized health survey that prioritizes all of your health goals. Whether you've been taking rescue products for years or don't know where to start, in just 5 minutes, discover tailored rescue supplements that fill the gaps in your nutritional needs. That means no more guessing on the products that are in the store or ignoring the issues altogether. And the best part, right now, you get a whopping 50% off recommended products after completing the survey. So to get started, go to res-q.life, that's res-q.life, L-I-F-E, or call 800-26-ALIVE, that's 800-262-5483. Get help from a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. I took the short survey. Let me tell you, I was blown away to see my results. So don't wait. Visit res-q.life and get 50% off recommended products today.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show. No matter what they roll up on, could be the most horrific incident they've ever seen. Could be a murder. Could be a traffic accident. Every night they go to work never knowing exactly what they're going to face. And somehow we find people who do that. And I respect them. And I hope that 2025 is the beginning for a new respect and appreciation for our police and first responders. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tomorrow is the first day of the opening day of the General Insane Asylum, so we'll have a lot of coverage for you on that. Juvenile crime obviously going to be topping the issue, the budget deficit, and much more.
Money.
Took a look at some of the bills that have been pre-filed. Again, as you might imagine, some are horrifying, but there'll be hopefully... but again, when you have a supermajority, there's not much that the Republicans can do. That's why it's time to stop going like sheep to the slaughter. And start being the real opposition party. Stand up for principles. Stand up for the Marylanders that are counting on you to fight against this progressive supermajority and stop, going along.
By the way, an interview with Axios, Susie Wiles, who is the new chief of staff for the president, said this: "My team and I will not tolerate backbiting, second-guessing inappropriately, or drama. These are counterproductive to the mission." She's keeping the drama away from the president. No backbiting, no second-guessing, no, gee, I would have done it differently. You're on this team. We know what the CEO is. Do what the CEO wants you to do, or find other employment. Not a bad approach.
I want to answer Eddie, who wanted to know if Chuck and Debbie were heading over to Buffet City today for their anniversary luncheon. We've not been able to find any reservation under any of the known aliases that Chuck has used at Buffet City.
Well, let's find out. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes with Buffet City Johnson. Chuck?
Thank you. Good morning once again. The Tidings Bridge is clear. The windy Whitecaps.
Good tidings.
On the Susquehanna. Good tidings. Thank you very much. And again, we're seeing some of these trucks that they can't possibly get up there to clean the roof off. And suddenly the snow just comes flying off. So if you're behind one of those vehicles, it can damage your windshield, do a lot of things. But in the meantime, the roadway now, at least right here on 95, is dry. So that's very good news. State highway crews, city crews, everybody did a fine job getting us back to normal today. The wreck has cleared. They've reopened Cedar Lane in Howard County at Route 32, so we're back in business there. Some ice on the roadway in the city, 3400 block of Park Heights Avenue, not too far north of Park Circle, and in that area, actually that's south of Park Circle, around that area. So be on the lookout for that if you're traveling locally. They're asking for a salt truck to respond to the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, I don't want to be a thorn in your side this morning, but...
No, not at all.
Yeah. You said that these trucks, you couldn't possibly get up there to clear the snow on the roof of the truck.
Yeah.
Well, there is a way to do that.
Yeah.
It's possible to do that.
That's what they're doing. They're driving down the highway and it's blowing off the top.
They chose not to do it.
They choose not to. Yeah, and that stuff can eventually become a sheet of ice. When that peels off the top of this 18-wheeler, I've been behind one and lost a windshield. I mean, it's not a fun experience.
Yeah. So
here goes one right now, 95 across the Tidings Bridge, and it's all blowing off the roof.
But you can do it, but they choose not to. I guess in the interest of time, whatever.
Well, Kate Plastic actually drives an 18-wheeler in her off hours. let's ask, do you choose?
I've seen her. She's a gear jammer.
She sure is, man.
I see her mostly on boats. I don't see her on a lot of 18-wheelers.
Well, you ain't going to see her on a boat today, I can tell you that.
Going ice fishing.
She ain't going to be under the Bay Bridge today, I can promise.
Oh, gosh, no.
All right, Kim, what's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news?
All right. Well, of course, we got to talk about the fact that President Trump and J.D. Vance are officially certified. It was really nice watching VP Kamala Harris have to certify her loss. I have to tell you, it was like a
it was the best 3 minutes of the day yesterday.
It really was. Yeah,
Schadenfreude is the short term. Yeah,
we're going to talk about that, and of course, we're also going to talk about the Gonzales poll that came out with Governor Wes Moore's latest approval rating. It was a lot higher than I thought it was, and that's going to be the poll question of the day on WCBM.com around 11 a.m. So we'll talk about that as well, and then The View, Sunny Houston, comparing J6 to the worst atrocities you can possibly imagine. I don't know how they keep getting away with all of this. I really don't. I mean, somebody somewhere would have to say, okay, enough is enough.
Yeah, especially you would think in the ADL or somebody within the Jewish community would say, stop.
Yeah.
Stop these foolish, outrageous comparisons. Yeah. It isn't.
To say that basically was a minor riot. I mean, if you could characterize it in that fashion, is the same as 12 million people, 6 million of whom were Jews, being slaughtered by the Hitlers, by the Hitler regime, by the Nazis.
Yeah. No, I know. But nobody says anything. So we're going to talk about that because, at some point in time, there's got to be consequences for some of this language.
I also would tell you, you're teaching your daughter, who's just so precious,
she's
Olivia.
Oh, gosh,
you're
thanks.
Teaching her the principles of capitalism. Yesterday, she was in my office, and she saw the little stress ball that I had, the stress ball. And she was playing with it and so on and so forth. And you could tell she really, really liked it. And I said, Olivia, if you really like that, you can have it. She goes, really? She goes, okay, but I'll trade you something for it. I said, what? And so she comes in, and she gave me two Tic Tacs.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's a fair trade.
So she gave me paid over market.
She gave me two Tic Tacs for a stress ball. So it turns out that her principles of capitalism are paying off.
Real quick, that's so funny, because I asked her where she got that yesterday, because she had it at home. And she said, well, the two brothers that are on before you. I said, well, she thinks you guys are brothers.
Yeah.
She was like, Sean.
One of which is a much older brother.
Yeah, that's what she said. Sean gave it to me, one of the brothers.
Well, when I was walking down the hall yesterday, I love this child, I really do. And she said, Bruce. I said, yes. Bruce, why do you have cookies on your desk? I said,
she was angling. Yes.
I said, Olivia, they're there. If you'd like one, please help yourself.
I have Tic Tacs.
Yeah. She came in and she got one, and she's eyeing another one.
Oh, God.
And I said,
I apologize, guys.
Go ahead,
Olivia. Take another one.
She's adorable.
After that, there was a tiny one left. I said, Olivia, you can't leave me this one tiny one. She gave me this mischievous grin, like, don't tell my mom. And took the third one and scooted out of the office.
Of course she did.
The best part was when she said, Sean, do you know how to solve the Rubik's Cube? And I said, no, but I bet you do.
Yeah.
And I, probably a mistake, because she spent 15 minutes trying to show me how she could solve it.
And probably never did.
And never did. No. But that's all right. It was cute.
She's adorable.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. Kim is up next right after that. By the way, Joe Biden appears to be a scorched earth society on his way out. He just released dangerous Islamist terrorists from Guantanamo Bay, 11 from Yemen, just days before Trump takes over. He's got the new water heater ban, which will drive up energy prices for the poor. He's banning new oil and gas drilling along most U.S. coasts. Over 600 million acres have now been banned. And he's going out the door on a scorched earth society, doing everything he can to sabotage Trump. Stick with us tomorrow back at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...